Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the first day of October. I will not say in the year of our Lord, I will say in the year 1960 that Satan, Lucifer, did his utmost best to ensure that the destruction of the children of God is completed. Therefore, this day is a day of mourning. In the next 2 days, we shall atone for our sins, but today is a day of mourning. Today is the beginning of the suffering, the misery, the stupidity that the people of the damnable enclave, the very geopolitical contraption, that very entity of Satan, created by no other than Frederick Lugard. Today, they celebrate their useless, nonsensical, inconsequential anniversary. Today, black people in Africa once again celebrate their monumental ignorance. The fact that Obama is actually congratulating them makes me violently sick. It goes to show that the brain of a black man is incapable of grasping the niceties of human civilization. I cannot believe that the British people can leave their country to come down to Africa to create a zoo, to create a damnable place, to go and create a place where only rogues and criminals thrive and inhabit, to go and create a place where it is a joy for those of them in power to perpetuate the misery of the multitude of people who wallow in abject, unimaginable poverty, while they swim in oceans of ill-gotten wealth stashed away abroad. These criminals, known as politicians, are the worst kind of human beings you can ever meet. Today they celebrate the coming of the zoo. Today the shamelessness of black people in Africa is once again on view for mankind to behold. The stupidity of people that come from that very place called Nigeria is unimaginable. You cannot begin to quantify it. It is very, very gut-wrenching. It is sad. It is very, very sad that people that claim they are educated are not educated at all. They are as foolish as foolishness can come. How come you are celebrating 54 years of independence from who? Who were you before you became independent? Can anybody tell us the meaning of the word Nigeria? Nobody has the name for it. It is a name for idiots, a name for fools, a name for animals, a name for people from black Africa. That is why they call them monkeys. They are useless and stupid. No brain. They cannot reason. They look like human beings, but God knows they cannot reason like one. 54 years of independence. Today, I am incandescent with rage. I am beyond consolation. That very zoo, the fact that a white man can leave the shores of Britain to come down to Africa to create a country, thereby playing God, it destroys me as a human being. It destroys me as a person. Today, I will not greet you wherever you are. I will not greet you. You will listen to Radio Biafra, you will learn. You will come to this very platform, you will understand what we are trying to do here. We are trying to give you a semblance of common sense, reason, for you to exist like a human being. I am disappointed. I am very, very disappointed in black people. Black, B-L-A-C-K. Black people. Very, very disappointed that in this day and age, a black president of America has joined millions of monkeys and baboons in celebrating the independence anniversary of a place that should not have existed in the first place. A mixture of rabid people who are incapable, infinitely incapable of human civilization. Incapable. Black, this year, I feel ashamed of myself sometimes. the level of ignorance is unacceptable. Unacceptable. People are just daft and useless. They can't reason. A white man came and created a country for you. You never existed before the white man came. That is what you're saying. From 54 years ago, you began life as a nation, so you would like to think. You started life as a country, so you would like to believe. 54 years old. My father is older than the country. How can that be a country, for goodness sake? If civilization started in Africa, how come my own dad is older than the country the clan will belong to? How is that possible? How if Africa is the civilization of mankind started from Africa? Those of you who don't know about Egypt, you don't know about Udi Hills. Go and read up about them. The ancient cultures and civilization of Ethiopia. Go and read about them. The ancient people of the Kalahari Forest in South Africa. Go and read about them. How come you are people from Africa? You are not ashamed of yourself. America is celebrating 200 and something years old of independence. You are celebrating 50 something years old. 50, 54. They said. Oh, Chineke nabere madabere. I don't know. I can't ask God questions, because if I could, I would say to him, why did you waste your time creating people that are black from Africa? Why are you bothering? We are just useless. Our stupidity is astonishing. I am a black person and I'm saying our stupidity and hopelessness is astonishing. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Today, as I said, I won't greet anybody. If you like, you listen. If you like, you don't listen. I don't give a damn. We are not begging anybody. You live and die in your useless ignorance. From now until forever. I can't welcome you. 1st of October, independence. Useless people from the zoo. You are Nigerians. With idiot animals without shame. At least some monkeys and orangutans and chimpanzees, they have shame. These are people without any shred of shame. No shame. If I am Europeans and white people, I will drive away every black person in my country. I will drive all of you to Africa and drown you there, if possible. No wonder they came and colonized us. No wonder. Because we were stupid. That is why they came and colonized us. Our stupidity is it is unbelievable. That is why only 5,000 white men colonized the entire black Africa, killing with populations running into millions. 5,000 white men from Europe colonized Africa, the whole of Africa, full of millions of people. Ask yourself, how come that was possible if we are not animals? Tell me how only 5,000 men can come from Europe and colonize you, and you submitted yourself to their will and their rule. Now you see why we are here. Now you see why we are Radio Biafra. I will not greet anybody. As I said, I will not welcome you. But I will give praise and thanks to Chukwu Abiyama for making it possible for us to know what we know. For opening our eyes to see the truth and to see the light. For making it possible that we should be called his own children. And for making it possible that through Radio Biafra, this is why we are the land of the rising sun. What Radio Biafra is doing, no other radio station in Africa is capable of doing it. No other one. That is why we are the largest indigenous broadcaster in the world. I will tell you that right this very moment, we are on satellite, we are online, and with your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, your computer, with your satellite decoder, you can and must be able to receive Radio Biafra this very precise moment. Point your dish to 17 degrees east, that's all. Even if you're using DSTV, we can customize your DSTV because we are talented. We are the children of God, after all. We can customize your DSTV to receive Radio Biafra. There is nothing we cannot do because we are blessed. Do you see somebody from Hausaland eating goro, capable of touching your DSTV to receive a station? The answer is no. Your DSTV must be touched by a Biafran for it to work properly and receive radio Biafran on it. We are on Darsat. We are on Arab Satellite. We are on Amos 5. We are on 6 other satellites around the world, spanning South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Wherever you are, using your free-to-air channel, regardless of the regardless of the platform that you're on, you will receive radio Biafran. We are a satellite broadcaster. From this very place this evening, from the studio of Radio Biafra, you will be able to hear my voice all over the world. When you call Radio Biafra, the whole world will hear your voice. Everywhere on this planet, there are people listening. Some are listening in the open, some are listening in secret. That is their prerogative, is their business. But people are listening, including Obama himself. And today we try to educate Obama, because maybe he doesn't know geography, doesn't know history very well. He's a black man. What do you expect? We should educate him. This is Radio Biafra. We are without fear before our enemies. That is why we ask you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. If you are already listening to us on that very platform, we ask you to tell those around you, don't be afraid. You are saving lives and people. The best way to save an African is to educate an African, to give them some semblance of common sense and the capacity and ability to reason. That way, they can become human beings. A black person is not a human being. I reiterate what I said. I don't have water in my mouth. A black, B-L-A-C-K, is not human. Until you have reason, until Africa becomes developed, until we demonstrate our capacity to reason, until we can feed ourselves, until we can build roads and hospitals, until we can begin to care for one another, until we can begin to make great inventions happen in our time, until that time comes, we are not human beings. We are mere beggars and leeches. We are nothing more than mere monkeys in Africa. Nothing more than that. That is the truth. You don't want to hear it. Sometimes you hear it from white people, but I will tell you the truth. Unless you change, you are destined for even more humiliation and disgrace. That they can bring Ebola to Africa. No few knows how they planted Ebola in your bodies. They gave you HIV/AIDS. You don't know how that was planted. Every disease known to man, they cultivate in the laboratory, they bring to Africa, they plant it in you. Are you not animals? Are you not foolish? And what can your so-called leaders do? They take the little money you have and they send it to the same Europe to go and put it in their bank accounts. And you're back in the zoo. You're a soldier. And a soldier of the army. A Nigerian army. You are a fool and an idiot. Beyond understand. Anyway, you're a black person. What do you know? You're a monkey. What do you know? You're carrying gun, guarding somebody, taking your money and putting it abroad. Yes? All of you, you are guarding Buhari for what you can get. You follow Obasanjo all over the place. You follow Babangida all over the place. What did they do for you? The people you are guarding, yes. What did they ever do for you? The answer is nothing. That means you are a complete nonentity. You are a fool. Turn your guns against them and kill them and the problem will stop. This is Radio Biafra. We are on radiobiafra.co. We are on BiafraRestoration.com. We are on BiafraVoice.com. If you download TuneIn app, we are there. You will get us. Go to RadioForest.net, N-E-T. Go to PeopleOfBiafra.org. You will also go to IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org. You will download free Radio Biafra app. We are on IPOB.org. Any of these platforms, you will get us. If everything fails, go to Google and say, how can I listen to Radio Biafra? All the options will be there before you. That is why, once again, we ask you to tell those around you, we are not welcoming you today. Today is a very sad day, not just for Biafrans, but for entire black people all over the world. Today is the day that the British decided to entrench their colony mentality upon the chimpanzees they found in the zoo. Not human beings. Nnamdi Azikiwe included. The fact you can read and write doesn't make you a human being. You can read and write. It doesn't mean nothing. The capacity to reason, the ability to use your brain to think, is what makes you a human being. Not reading and writing. Not your degrees. Not the nonsense you have written. Rubbish. How are you capable of reasoning? Can you think properly? That is what makes a human being, according to Mary Wollstonecraft. Or else you are all monkeys. And Africans have demonstrated that they are not human beings. Unless we change. Any day you change, I will begin to regard you as human beings. And only Biafra can make that possible. Without Biafra, you will die in darkness. Without Radio Biafra, you stand no chance. No chance whatsoever. I am not being arrogant. I'm telling you a specific fact. Verifiable by every mathematical means you wish to apply to it. Without Radio Biafra, you are blind, you are dumb, you are useless, you are decrepit, you are imbecilic. You can do nothing. We bring you knowledge. We bring you understanding. We bring you wisdom. We make sure that you become capable of reasoning like any other human being. Anything else, you are a monkey. This is Radio Biafra. If you have not told your friends you're listening, you must tell them. If you don't like the way we preach Biafra, jump through the window. If you want to take Tosa Tosa or Tapiapia, you take it and die off. We don't care. There's one less monkey dead. We don't give a damn. Do you know how many monkeys die every day in the zoo? Plenty. Plenty monkeys die every day in the zoo. But this very platform is for the children of God and their friends. We are Biafrans descended directly from heaven without apologies to nobody whatsoever. Lugard did not seek permission from anybody before invading my town, my village, to turn me into the animal that I am today. Because of that very reason, I will not seek the permission of anybody to extricate myself, to remove my people from the damnable entity that this very agent of Satan created in the first place. God, Nigeria, 54th anniversary, Jacob of Wunok on the Aran, 54th anniversary, on whose head are you anniversarying? Useless people, without shame, without shame. You think by stealing money from poor people and dumping in European banks, you're some big guy? Is that what you think? From Jonathan to Buhari to Babangida, all the rest of them, Abdulsalami Abubakar, Sultan of Sokoto, do you think that by stealing money from ordinary poor people somehow, you're a big fella? Is that what you think? You are mistaken. You are no mere idiot accumulating wealth in a primitive fashion. You are a primitive accumulator of wealth. That is all you are. You are not a human being. You are a primitive accumulator of money. You are a petty rogue. If you can walk into a central bank and empty the vaults of the money in it, you are not more than a petty rogue, a pickpocket on the street. You are a criminal. People may bow before them. All you idiots from the zoo, Nigerians, black people, following these monkeys all over the place. You are just like a bunch of flies. Ojiji. Running after a dead carcass for what you can gain from it. So you can perch on it and produce maggot inside it to eat their decaying flesh. You are following Babangida. You are following Roger Sekurocha. I am following Ojo Zakalo. T.A. Ojo is my man. You are a black man who is an animal. So do you seriously think that Richard Branson stole money from the public coffers? Do you think that Edison that invented the light bulb stole money? How about Einstein? How about Ford? How about the people, all the great inventors of the world? Do you think they went to the National Bank and stole money and became big? If I ask you now, who is the memorable president of the zoo? Who can you mention? Nobody. Because all you do is to steal money because your brain is not developed up to even more advanced than that of a chimpanzee. The brain of a black man in Africa does not surpass that of a chimpanzee in the Congo forest. There is no difference. The only difference is that you walk on your two legs, you can afford to say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. That is all. It's Start writing checks and stealing. black people my food. Useless hand. You are celebrating bad day. Independence 50. Hey, Chineke menuna bae. This UG. Black people. When you go back, when you, even during atonement, please, before you begin, offer prayers for Radio Biafra. And thank Chukwu Abiama for Radio, because without Radio Biafra, and otherwise useless people would even be more useless than that, than they are today. You think we are here to apologize and beg? You must be insane. You don't know what you're talking about. You must be mad. We don't beg anybody. Africa is a disgrace. Africa, black men are a disgrace to humanity. Disgrace to the heart. Oh my God. If I'm God, I will clean them off. I'll send tsunami to them to drown all of them. They are useless. Black men are foolish. I don't pat myself on the back. The only day I will congratulate myself is the day that Biafra comes. Then I can say, yes, we have done something. Up until now, we are doing nothing. Until Biafra comes. If we know we are men, we're going to get Biafra. That we may be worthy to be called the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Not our friends, though. Not people from the zoo. Not even Biafrans. I'm not welcoming anybody. I am welcoming friends of Biafra. Friends of, there are some professors listening in Argentina. There are those who are keen on what we are doing. They are the ones that I welcome. Friends of Biafra, not Biafrans. Not the monkeys from Africa, black people. I don't welcome. Who are you people? What can you do? No running water in your village, no light. No road, no hospitals. And you want me to respect you? You must be mad and out of your mind. I can't respect you. I cannot. If you want me to respect you, go and build hospitals. Go and build good roads. Look at the state of Aba. Try and rectify it. Stop our children from walking through the desert for 3 years in order to get to Europe. And then start to go to a nightclub. The first thing you say to a girl is, can you marry me? Is that not madness? We are daft. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will open. If you're strong enough to call us when our lines open, we welcome you. +44208133997. If you're strong enough, if you think you're intelligent enough, hey, well, you call, man. Any question you ask us, we'll answer you. If we also ask you a question, can you answer? That is the question. That's the big, the $60 million question. If you ask us, we will answer you. If we ask you, can you answer? Most people cannot. So think very carefully before you ask questions, because we will ask you one as well. And there is every chance that you cannot be able to answer it. Do you know why? Because we are widely read. We are educated. Very, very educated, I can tell you that. I have been studying Biafra for 19 years. 19 years. If you say Ngo doesn't work, put it in your eye now, you will see. Those of you that know what Ngo is. I grew up in the village. Some of you are in the township. You don't know what life is all about. You're in the township drinking conflicts. I grew up with Akamwandakara in the morning. Genuine in the village. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I am here to serve my country, to do the will of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, not to pander to useless sentiments from black people who are lower than monkeys. I don't do that. If you're angry, go to your village and bring light. Let us go and get Biafra. Channel your anger towards us getting Biafra, and then you are part of us. When the barrister decides to join me, I shall bring him to you. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, will join us later on, I presume. When the barrister decides to join us, I will bring the barrister to your attention. But in the interim, the number to call is +44208133996. We also have +44000044. If you're calling us from your cage in the zoo, it is 0094478313038376. I repeat, +44783130836. We are on Skype, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra 1. If you come via, that means you'll be able to get us. We are on Viber, we are on Tango. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra, because you fund it, you support it. Therefore, if you call us, we will be able to take your call. The barrister has joined me very kindly. The very eminent barrister himself, who is a Biafran and also a human being. I can't say exclude barrister until Biafra comes. Of course, he should come. Barrister, can you hear me? If you can, our people are waiting. Please acknowledge them if you may.
Want to acknowledge anybody? Why do you want me to acknowledge them then?
Maybe you feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for anybody.
I do, Director. I do. Good evening, fellow Biafrans and Director. Good evening to you. Good evening, my people. I love my people, Director, regardless of what is happening. This
I don't love them. I don't love them. I love the people that died, not the ones who are living.
And remember, I am for the living.
Yes.
And I have to project that particular image.
That is correct.
I love my people, and because my people are not the cause of what is happening to my people, except few who are eating with Boko Haram and their Fulani agents. But majority of my people are innocent, Director. My people are suffering. I meet my people, those who sleep in the bus. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, my people have no place to stay. They have no homes to enter, but they have a beautiful land. Some of my people in this country, Director, in world over, in Malaysia, they will be ousted. They will be looking for a place to stay. They sleep in the bus. Some sleep under the bridge for the sake of safety. Director, you need to pity your people. Not all of them are guilty of the offenses they are charged for. Not all of them. So, Director, when you talk, you have to make exceptions. You have to realize that all of us are suffering this together. If it was okay for us, we will not be in this country, we will not be in Malaysia, we will not be in America, we will not be in Indonesia. Never will be in Congo. Your people are in Kenya, they are even in Eritrea. Director, your people are everywhere.
Iraq. Do you know we're in Iraq and Afghanistan? Afghanistan and Iraq.
Everywhere.
Biafrans are in Iraq.
So in Libya. In Libya, Director, and there is war raging. Pity your people, Director. Don't be too harsh on them. Be harsh on those who are controlling the affairs, the oil that's supposed to be for Biafrans. Director, when you are angry, do not allow your anger to spill over your innocent people. Some of them, I tell you, they need pity. When they tell you their stories, I was talking to a lady last week who was with me. This lady was in the military. She trekked from the zoo to Egypt. A lady, Director. A lady, not even a man. Majority died in the desert. Their parents think that they are still alive. Director, please be merciful on your people. Be harsh on the wicked ones. Those selfish non-entities who are celebrating emptiness. You have nothing to celebrate for. You cannot give account why you are celebrating. As we talk, Director, Boko Haram are killing your people all over. Where they stopped, those in Malaysia are dying. I saw one of my fellow Biafrans being flogged on a Facebook. This guy was crying like a baby, Director. I feel like going in there and kill all those people. Flogging Biafra. Director, please, when you're angry, pity your people. Some of them are suffering, I tell you. Their suffrage is unimaginable, I must tell you this. So we cannot be too harsh on them. Pity, Director, for our people are suffering because of Lugard, because of what Britain positioned us into. It's not our fault. I must tell you, the generation that was there before us, most of them have passed away. And now that we are trying to restore Biafra, we have to do all we could. We have to pity those who deserve our pity. Those who are deliberately faulting, trying to even sell Biafra the more. These are the people we should focus our anger on and direct it directly, regardless of wherever they are. I pity my people. Fellow Biafrans, good evening to you. You deserve mercy. You deserve pity. And of course, I'll give you that mercy. I'll give you that pity. If it's within me to bring Biafra today, God knows that I will do so. I have that emotional pity for my people. It's not been easy. Director, if you are in my field, you will know that my people are suffering. Some are plucked out as they are sleeping, disturbed because they have no paper. Some will jump via the window. Maybe they came back from work and they will hear a knock. They will jump off. Somebody who is supposed to have rest will climb through the window. As a result, most of them will die. For the sake of what? Coming abroad. Director, you have to look back. My mom will tell you, Balazo, Paokwa, look back and see that your people are seriously suffering. Forget about those who are sharing money and sharing blood. They are not part of us, and they will not be part of us. They will do all they could to derail what we are doing because they will not want you to stop the way they are stealing, looting, and marginalizing innocent people. Director, but Radio Biafra is here to correct all these errors. We are here to re-educate our people. So we need to put down a little bit of our sentiment and realize that our people need medicine, they need support, they need encouragement as much as we could give them, Director. We cannot be all that harsh towards them. They are human beings like us. In here, Kante Biafu Ante, you will abandon ship, Director. When something bigger than you came upon you, you have no excuses but to abandon your position only to run. Director, when a man runs, you know that, yes, what is bigger than you is upon you. If you stay, you'll be killed. I prefer to run and come back. Get ready to fight my enemy rather than to be killed instantly. You have no hope for tomorrow. Even the book of the proverb says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Our people need to fight back. All of us cannot die at the same time. But we need encouragement to one another. We need to support our people. Tell them the best way to live. Tell them the best way to avoid problems. But if you scold them, Director, you could scold them into trouble. You could even make them even afraid of themselves. All you need to do is to embrace them, correct them, and tell them the best way to go by. Don't scare them away because they are suffering, Director. Not all of us are having 2 to 3 square meals a day, if you like, 4 square meals. That is the right correction because you cannot have 4 square meals or 3 square meals. It has to be 4 for it to be squared. Some people only eat once. Some of the Biafrans in this country, Director, are wallowing up and down. No place to lie their heads. When you meet them, they tell you their stories. You have nothing but to fall pity. I had this guy who came to me, Director, with my consultation fee, I have to abandon ship and tell him, please take a fraction, just give me a little bit. After he told me what he's going through, what he has gone through, Director, you know, I'm a very emotional guy.
Of course you are.
I don't like to see people. I don't like to see people suffer.
You're a kind man.
Therefore, let us bring this, our heart, for the restoration of Biafra, to Ghana and gather our people together, to forgive those who ask for forgiveness, to embrace those who are righteously coming back for embracement. Those who needed to come back, Director, please, do your best. When somebody comes to you and say, I'm sorry, do. As the Lord's Prayer, forgive those who trespasses against us, as you might have them also forgive your sins. Director, I never say what I don't know. And anything I say, I remain fixed. I'm somebody, if you call me tomorrow, I'll tell you the same thing I said yesterday. I don't know how to double cross or how to have two faces. And when I see somebody having two faces, I hate it, hypocrisy. I do not like it. Remain fixed, even if you're dying. Your A is your A, your B is your B. UCHM4 will say that we are not perfect. Of course we're not. But here on Radio Biafra, we are telling the truth all the time. Director, we put it that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow.
Of
Why?
Course, no.
Because of your honesty.
Of course.
Director, you are talking about honesty. You are talking about truthfulness. What you said yesterday is the same thing you repeat today. Director, you can never find a radio station like Radio Biafra.
None exist. None
we
like
don't take
Radio
bribe.
Biafra. Bribe,
no bribe.
What is bribe? What is
you bribe? Cannot bribe me. You cannot bribe Director. You cannot bribe UCHM4. Never would you bribe Karomonde, Ngozi Madu, Rita Adibogo, all of them. Those in America, Clifford, Engineer Clifford, Urania. All our people. Are you talking about Professor Akucheze? He himself is also a professor. Or Professor Innocent Odenigbo. All of our people, those who are scattered all over the world, promulgating the interest of Biafra to restore Biafra. We are not here to accept money and to say something different. To accept money and to allow our people to be dying. The children of tomorrow, we accept blood money and look away. God forbid me to take bribe from anybody. What are you going to give me? I don't need that money. I don't need it. I'm okay with the little I'm getting. I don't need to be that gotten. That I need to be that tata. I don't need to be poor. I need to be like a bacha or a salami or whatever their name is. I don't need to be Obasanjo. The little one I have, Director's France, I can eat daily when we pray. Give us our daily bread. That is all I ask for. I don't know to be extraordinarily rich or mega rich. I don't need it. As far as I find a place to put my head. We have to be grateful for Chukwu Abiyama. A lot of people are walking up and down, indirectly as we speak. Some people are in the bus, just waiting for the bus to dock so that they will relax. In the morning, they take off again looking for what to put on the table. Our people are suffering in this country, Director. I'm getting to the point of getting emotional.
You don't have to be. Stop. You don't have to be, please. Thank you very much. Thank you. That was the very unmistakable voice of the eminent barrister, Antoinette Law, Barrister Mamizi. I don't know if you heard what barrister said. Barrister Mamizi, I know him very well. Personally, he's a very kind man. Somebody came with immigration problems. They are suffering. They cannot afford to pay the full fees. Barrister waived half of the fees for them and said, whatever you have, you bring. We will deal with your case. We'll treat it. And people tell me that we are not special. God, Mr. Hanes and Dibona to do it for you. They'll first of all ask you, where is your wife and your daughter? You tell them and they go after. They will run you first. And then when you die off, they compete and take over your wife from you. That's all they do. Here in Biafra, we help our own kind. Onurube Wanabaloso. Anybody traveling to any country, you will be. If you want us to come to the airport to receive you, we shall do so. To tell you how formidable we are. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister said I should be very kind. I should be understanding. I should be very mellow. And I listen to him when barrister speaks. I listen to him. One of the very few people that I listen to when they speak. This is Radio Biafra. In a few days' time, today is the first. In 2 days' time, less than 48 hours, would have commenced our atonement. Our atonement starts on 4 p.m. Depending on where you are, please check the time for sunset. It goes with the sunset on the 3rd of October. We are going to not just to atone and to pray. Atonement means praying to God and asking for forgiveness. We do that all the time. We know that. But 3rd is very special for us because we are doing it for Biafra into the 4th. We are also going to ask Chukwu Abiyama, please, that we are not Nigerians. Clean us of anything to do with Nigeria, please. Remove Nigeria from us. Because Nigeria is the dwelling place of Satan, of Lucifer, every force of darkness upon the face of the earth. The zoo is indeed a killer of men. A country that renders women childless, that renders men childless. A particular place where if there is another life, nobody will wish to come from that very place. Nobody. Not even Boko Haram sponsors like Buhari and Bangida. Nobody wants to come from there. Even devil will lobby for the zoo not to be created. Even Satan is tired of the zoo itself. That is how bad the place is. That is why I hate it with every drop of my sweat. People don't understand how much I hate Nigeria. It is pathological. My hatred for the zoo borders on sickness. I cannot. Oh, God, please help me. I hate the zoo. I hate it. Very soon, our lines will open. And when our lines does open, I shall invite you to speak. Say whatever is on your mind. We say what is on our mind. If you want to apologize, you apologize for your past sins. Third and the fourth is our atonement. If you want to atone as well to Radio Biafra for the sins you've as the Billy are trying to do, barrister said we should forgive. Our people are saying that we cannot let them in. But barrister reminds me of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. Oh, it's Jesus Christ that prayed that prayer. Yeshua. That is, they asked Jesus Christ, please, can you pray? And he said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. I didn't say that. I'm only reciting the Lord's Prayer. That is what Barrister is asking us to do. Remember the Lord's Prayer. Because I'm a follower of the teachings of Yeshua. For those who don't know, I am an Ebonite. I believe very strongly in the preachings against the Sadducees and the Pharisees. The Pharisee, you see today, the Sadducees are your governors. We have two people, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Sadducees are Hanes and Dibo. The Pharisees are your governors. They will destroy you. And we preach against them every blessed day. Because they are the incarnation of devil, of Satan in our lives. Reflect upon that as we go on to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. The first day that animals from the zoo called Nigeria, the fraudsters and the criminals, those of them that forge and falsify checks, those of them that lie to people to defraud them, they say they are doing independence. From who? From Britain. Britain created them, the British creation. Black people do not have any shame. If you have shame, you cannot come out in the public and say, I'm a Nigerian. A white man created me. I'm a Nigerian. That means you have no shame. No shame whatsoever. And that is why your life is wretched and you're very poor. Sometimes you will not know because you're a black person. Your brain cannot reason that far. But we are here to open it up. After listening to the radio, of course, your brains will open by force. Birds of the same feather, President Obama orders congratulate the zoo called Nigeria on their Independence Day. After all, Obama is a black man. I don't expect anything great from him. The white people of America may have been kind to say, okay, after all the suffering, after all the slavery, because of Martin Luther King, let's vote in a black man. Let them leave us alone. He has not done anything spectacular. Obama's presidency is a failure. Complete and abject failure. He will only be remembered for gay marriage. Man can marry man and sleep with man. Woman can marry woman and sleep with woman. That is only how he will be remembered. He is a nondescript president. His presidency, Clinton's presidency is better than Obama's. George Bush's presidency is better than Obama's presidency. He has done nothing. Which, have you ever heard a white president of America before congratulating the zoo? Anyway, Obama will say that he owes his position to white people. White people did all the hard work. George Washington fought the British, secured the independence of America. Americans built it. After that, then he's now the president of America as a black man. And he's congratulating another entity created by white people, the zoo itself. He doesn't quite follow, does he? Obama is congratulating the zoo and all the monkeys within on their independence. Black people, I don't want to speak against the Holy Spirit. Chukwa Biama, please be merciful. I don't want to speak against your spirit. If not, oh my goodness me. My goodness me. Black people. Black, they are Lord in heaven. Insecurity is a scourge that will not go away. Now they are coming to our position. All the idiots and the criminals in the zoo, they are beginning to adopt Radio Biafra stance that Boko Haram is not going anywhere. Go and check the history of Islamic militancy from the Dark Ages till now. It never ever goes away. Once it starts, it is there. It never goes away. Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, the Palestine territories, Egypt, Somalia, in Kenya, even in England, in Britain, United Kingdom. They never go away. They continue. Now the zoo is discovering this. I said to you that when we broadcast on Radio Biafra, when we preach this gospel here, you may not follow. But after a while, you come to your senses, you will know that what we're saying is correct. And for some of you, by then, it is too late. Way, way, way too late. Jonathan, who claimed he reduced poverty to 50%, now says Nigeria cannot be transformed overnight. Do you see what Radio Biafra is doing? Because, as I said to Jonathan, Eberaziki, where is your name? Forget this useless, good luck, Jonathan. No human being answers such a useless name. Good luck, Jonathan. It doesn't make sense to me. Your name is Eberaziki, where? So I will address you as one, which is your proper name, Eberaziki, where? You reduce poverty to 50%. People must understand what Radio Biafra, because of Radio Biafra, all the lies they told before, they're now coming back to say, oh, we are sorry. We shouldn't have said it. We caught him red-handed that there is no way you could have reduced poverty by 50%. Now he is saying that the zoo, that the monkeys in the zoo cannot be transformed. How can you imagine you go to the zoo and you pick up a monkey. You start to teach the monkey. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The way a child will understand it is more difficult. Any normal child can grasp 1, 2, 3, 4, 200. If you start to teach a chimpanzee, 1, 2, 3, 4, it will take ages. It will take a long time to transform the zoo. But you award degrees to engineers, electrical engineer. If you don't call him an engineer, he will fight you. Electrical engineer means you deal with electricity. That's my understanding. Can you engineer light in your village? The answer is no. Why are you answering electrical engineer then? I mean, it's a very simple question. Every year, professor of this, professor of nuclear physics, professor of microbiology, professor of science, professor of physics, professor of chemistry. Yes, and what have you done, Mr. Professor? The answer is nothing. If a pretty girl in my class doesn't want to sleep with me, I fail her. That is a professor of nuclear physics. Oh, God. I don't know if let Chukwuebem give me the power over tsunami and earthquake and volcano. I will send everything to Africa to sink the continent. It's a disgrace to humanity. Disgrace. They're asking for reparation. They should round up all of them and shoot them. You're asking for slavery. We are slaves. We want reparation. They should round all of you up and shoot all of you dead. You are daft. If not for your stupidity, nobody would have enslaved in the first place. Nobody would have. Are you not stronger than the native Indians in America? Did the native Indians in America allow themselves to be enslaved by Europeans? The answer is no. Are you not stronger physically than any other race on this earth? Did they enslave the Asian people? The answer is no. Did they enslave the Eskimos? The answer is no. Did they enslave people from South America? Is no. Do you know the only place where it was possible to domesticate a human being is in Africa? A white man will come and take you to their plantation and you start cutting sugarcane for free. You cut sugarcane, your children will cut sugarcane, your grandchildren will cut sugarcane in the same plantation. Amazing, isn't it? The only set of human beings to be domesticated to work for another human being are African people. And they say they're normal. Well, I'm an African, you know. I'm a Nigerian. You are daft and foolish. They are. Jonathan is coming clean because of Radio Biafra. It is the job of Jonathan to lie, and we are here to hold him to account. Millions of people are listening. Some say, oh, we don't know what they're doing. But when you go back now, you know Radio Biafra is compulsory listening. Everybody listens to us. Everybody, including Obama, congratulating the animals in the zoo. Anybody saying he or she is a Nigerian, you are a rogue. You are a misfit. You don't have any brain in your skull. The white man cannot create a country. Understand that very simply. A white person cannot come from Scotland and create a country and name it in Africa. It means you're a fool. Only God can create a country. Only Chukwuebiama. Some of you don't even know the meaning of the word Chukwuebiama. Some say it's an idol. That idol worshippers. Iberibe warrior. Iberibe. Maggie. Terrorists will not succeed in the zoo, according to Jonathan. That's what they expect the idiot to say. What else can he say? You can't defeat ideology. Boko Haram terrorist kills scores, burn 540 houses in Michika. Benefactor of Boko Haram terrorist APC, Islamic Brotherhood Party, Buhari. Why I want to president in 2015. We covered some of this very news we are bringing to you. Literally the headlines in the morning. And we'll see if we can go to them this very evening. And now the news in greater detail. Please, this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. The time now is approximately 5 minutes to 8 p.m. here in London. U.S. President Barack Obama has pledged the support of the American government to the ZOO in combating terrorism. The pledge is contained in Obama's congratulatory message on the ZOO's 54th independence anniversary to be marked on Wednesday, October the 1st. Obama said the U.S. was looking forward to strengthening its relationship with the ZOO in the coming year, especially on good governance. So Obama knows there is bad governance already. There is bad governance. They want to bring in good governance. What it means is that you bribe every U.S. ambassador that comes, make sure that all your oil and your infrastructure are available to them, and make sure you give us, say, one or two villages to come and experiment on new drugs like Ebola and HIV and the bubonic plague. That's it now. African countries, mad people. We continue. Nigeria continues to play a key leadership role in Africa and the UN in promoting regional peace and stability. But they are promoting regional peace, yet in their own place there is no peace. I don't know who writes Obama's speeches on the ZOO. You should go back to school and learn, because you may be white, but you don't know anything. They are playing a key role in regional peace. Now, America, Tinubu is bringing money to Citibank. The money Tinubu is stealing is what is helping you to pay for some useless black women having kids on the streets of America without fathers. From Tinubu. That is why you want Nigeria to be one. Because of the criminality that goes on in the ZOO. The criminality that goes on inside Nigeria is the reason why you want Nigeria to continue to exist as a geopolitical entity. That is why, not because of good governance. Where have you seen Arabic people before governed properly? The Mohammedan Emirates of the North are Arabic. They may not look Arabic. By their name, their culture, everything is Arabic. Have you ever seen where an Arab man is in charge of a government and that government is good? So how come you expect Fulani Hausa people to be good in governance? How is that possible? Give me an example of any country in the world governed by an Arab and that country is doing well. I'm waiting for an answer. Mad people is congratulating the Nigerian government and on good governance. Insane people. We look forward to strengthening our relationship and working closely in the coming year, especially in promoting good governance and combating terrorism. As the animals in the ZOO will observe this special day, we wish you a more peaceful and prosperous year. Peaceful. Why are people fighting in the ZOO, Obama? Maybe your advisors don't quite tell you, but because you listen to Radio Biafra, we shall tell you. People are fighting because they are incompatible. United States of America is a Christian country, so is Canada, so also is Mexico. Why won't America go into alliance with Mexico? Instead, you are busy fighting to keep Mexicans away from America. I thought you want to embrace unity and diversity. Incorporate Mexico into America. Try to be one country. Then you see what it feels like. You are all Christians. You can be one country. People are so foolish, I don't quite understand it. I asked Obama a question. Have you ever seen any country before with two competing ideologies? The answer is no. One has to be overarching. The ZOO cannot be an Islamic as well as a Christian country. It is impossible. That is why they cannot develop. The same reason why Biafra will be a country for Chukwuebiama. God's own territory. Chukwuebiama. Chukwuebiama. Simple as that. If you don't understand it, you go to hell. We don't give a damn. We continue. Chief Emeka Anyaoku, who is married to a Yoruba woman, is an Igbo man married to a Yoruba woman. He lives in Lagos and Abuja. He never goes home. Ask him the route to his way. He doesn't know. Chief Emeka Anyaoku. Do you know who this man is? His wife is Yoruba. He lives in Lagos and Abuja axis. He never goes home to the village. Chief Emeka Anyaoku are those of them former Commonwealth Secretary General or whatever, because they gave it to him because the wife is Yoruba. Yorubas will only nominate you if you're married to one of them. Don't you know that? He owns a share in Orient Oil in Aguleri with Peter Obi and Jonathan himself. That is why he wants one Nigeria. He is benefiting from the oil coming from our land. That is why he wants. And he lives in Abuja and Lagos. Igbo man. No shame, no honor. Emeka Anyaoku, my foot. Former Secretary General of the Commonwealth, who is married to a Yoruba woman, urged monkeys in the ZOO to remain united in confronting the challenges facing the animal kingdom itself called Nigeria. Anyaoku spoke to reporters as at the zoo's foreign ministry headquarters after a courtesy call on the foreign minister, Mr. Aminu Wale. He said, "My message to the nation is to celebrate. We have achieved some successes in a number of areas in terms of..." Of course, you have achieved success. You now own a petroleum company, Orient Petroleum. It's success now. Now you're eating very well with your wife and your Yoruba kids. You're having fun in Lagos. Your kids don't speak Igbo, they speak Yoruba. Isn't it? Mr. Whatever, Commonwealth man. That is the thing about Igbo people. These men come and they use you over and over and over and over again. Your eyes are blinded by greed and jealousy. You cannot see properly. Emeka Anyaoku, their wife is Yoruba. The children speak Yoruba language. Emeka Anyaoku, the only reason why he wants one Nigeria is because their wife is Yoruba, so Yorubas will favor him. Have you seen anybody not married to a Hausa Yoruba woman who has been promoted to that rank before? The answer is no. No. We are here to educate you. We continue. He said they are doing very well. The zoo has done well in a lot of course, in areas of criminality, own foreign bank account. If you sell oil and make me billions and have private jet, are you not doing well? Yes, of course you are. Because you come back down from the airport, the road that they start from the airport goes to your house and that's it. You think everybody is living very well. No, come down from your car and walk into the nearby suburbs, into the villages. You see suffering and pain. They don't see it. Former Secretary Commonwealth of General. Mad people. Mad people. We continue. Activities of Boko Haram sect remain a major threat to the body politic, according to Ademola Adeyemo and Shola Oyepipo. Yoruba people. I don't know why I'm reading from them, but I will continue anyway. It has been difficult for the ordinary monkey in the zoo called Nigerian to understand the factors responsible for the sustained violent attacks in some sort of the zoo by Boko Haram sect. In the past, the concerns of the security operatives have been armed robbers, kidnappings, and communal clashes, which rarely made newspaper headlines. But that really was in the past, as the modern day zoo has gradually slipped into a phase of what is best described as a conventional war with forces determined to make it fail. Why would the zoo not fail? I have been begging Wole Soyinka to debate with me or any Yoruba man that is learned or claim to be learned, and they will not come forward. I will repeat my call to them today. With all due respect, the time we called for people to debate us has come and gone, as somebody reminded me this morning from Bilie Human Rights Initiative. With all due respect to them, I debate intelligent people who are learned. I want to debate Wole Soyinka and the creme de la creme of Yoruba intelligentsia on the issue of the zoo. I make the offer to them anywhere they want us to meet, we meet and debate. My promise to them is that if they last 5 minutes in that very place, then they are really, really learned people. People are talking about nation. I want to start by asking them, Yoruba, what is the definition of a nation? They don't know. Most of you don't know. Most of you listening this very morning, afternoon, night, depending on where you are, you don't know the definition of a nation. I suggest you Google it. Then you will know the zoo is not a nation. You will understand that it is not. When a Yoruba man writes and says, "Our nation, Nigeria," I ask the Yoruba man, "How about Olubunmi living in Cotonou? Yoruba, with your marks on the face, with your mbati mbati you say all the time. Everything is complete. Oh, you are not in the same nation with them. It is me, Inisiama Farugu. Namde Kane, you are in the same nation with me. We don't worship the same God. We don't wear the same clothing. We don't eat the same food. We don't even understand each other. How are you? How? I'm tired. Educating. Anyways, it's monkeys. What do you expect? You have to keep saying the same thing. Maybe in the next 50 years, they will understand it. Jonathan, who claimed reduced poverty to 50%, now says the zoo cannot be transformed overnight. President Goodluck Jonathan, being conferred with Premarshal Award of Excellence on Christian Stewardship. Hey! I will repeat the title so you understand. What is your brother with these people in this COG? I want to read out Jonathan's title once again, please, so that you understand. Jonathan has been conferred with a title. The title is in English language, not in Latin. Primatial Award of Excellence. I don't know the meaning of it. Primatial. Is it premarital award? I can't. Or maybe the wife concocted this. You know, her grammar is excellent. I don't know. Maybe she has a hand in it. Primatial Award of Excellence on Christian Stewardship. By the primate. I know, I hope you know what a primate is. Do you know that chimpanzee is a primate? Orangutan is a primate. Go and Google the word primate and they will tell you. And aptly named the primate of Nigeria. The primate of the zoo. Anglican Communion. Most Reverend Nicholas Oko in Abuja on Tuesday. President Goodluck Jonathan said that despite some positive steps taken by his administration in placing the zoo on the right track, transformation of the nation cannot be achieved overnight. Jonathan, can you tell us what you have done to transform anywhere? One single thing, please. You have increased import duties. You have not opened Port Harcourt Seaport. Calabasas Port is not opened. No factory is operational in Biafra land, employing more than 50 people. You promised second Niger Bridge. You have the money. You have not built it. Enugu, you promised us an international airport. It is indeed a local airport. Jonathan, where and who are you transforming? For example, EG, as they say. Zero. Transformational agenda. English language. Transformational indeed. Let's continue. Terrorists will not succeed in this view. According to Jonathan, we cannot go through that anymore. We cannot go through that. You can't defeat the ideology of terrorists as they continue to kill and maim people. And that is a fact of life. We know that. We covered that this very morning. And that brings to an end our news this very evening. Wherever you are listening to Radio Biafra and our lines are open. Please get your pen and paper ready. I will give you the numbers once again. I will give you the Skype ID also to note down. Our numbers remain +44208133996 +44 or 0044 if you're calling us from the zoo, 00944 if I'm not mistaken. 208-133-9976. We also have another number, +44 78 313 08 376. Our Skype line is simply Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra 1. We are also on Viber and also on Tango as well. Our lines are now open. If you call us, you will be able to get us. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. And also, the coordinator's line is also open. The coordinator's line is here. It is simply Rapid Response 68 for all the principal officers of state. If the barrister would wish to come back to give us his opinion based on the news we are presenting this very evening, then the better for us. On a day we are reporting that the zoo celebrated its 54 years of ignorance. They celebrated 54 years of stupidity, of hopelessness, of ignoramus existence. I don't know how to describe it. If you're an animal from the zoo, may Satan have mercy upon your soul because you're heading straight to hell. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening, sir, director. This is Okechukwu Obi from Manchester.
Yes, please go
I'm
ahead.
From Ebuoma, Enuguta local government.
Please go ahead.
Director, I thank you so much for what you are doing for the news today. And I also want to reiterate on your anger or the way you castigate our people today, which Barrister Mamezu is trying to defend the Igbos or the Biafran people. Partly what he said is true. But to be honest, that person who is jumping out of the window, whom he has been told about Biafra, and he still don't want to embrace it and don't want to get his freedom, what will you going to turn that to be? That person who has trekked from Egypt or Liberia or Libya to Europe, and you are telling him what he will do to get to, to embetterment he or her life, and they don't want to do that, what will you turn that to be? So everybody, yeah, we have to pity people, but we don't have to, pamper foolishness. Director, please, there is a dream I had today that really worried me. I'm not happy with it.
Go ahead.
I prayed to the Lord this afternoon when I took my kids to the school and I wanted to have a nap. So I said, Lord, after our atonement, whenever we commence our move, if you, the Lord, will give us victory, reveal it to me. And if victory will not come, what is that thing that will cause failure that you should let me know? And I was in the dream in this afternoon, between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock, between 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock, I had a sleep. And I saw you, bringing down your draw board in the office where you are. It looks like a barrack, but it's not a barrack. The place is big. But I don't know whether it's in UK or in Biafra land. But you brought down your board. You said that you want to commence, you want to do so. But you were very, very upset because the money is not coming. The money is not coming. And then you said that you want to start some, that you promised the Biafran people you will do something. That if since they are not bringing anything, that you will commence with what you have. If the whole material finishes, let them come and get everybody red-handed. That is not your problem. That you will, you promise and you will do what you promise. And then, it was so, so annoying that when you were bringing down the board, the board to start, calculating how you will make a move, I just came closer to you and said, Director, remember the dream that I told you the Lord revealed to me, that is December, earliest, you will start something between December and March. But the earliest will be December. That the reason, let the people who, the Biafran people who are in the, who want to travel, let them travel that time and let it be close to the time of the election. And the third one is let that period, let them not be able to confront us very long before the election time. So these are the three reasons I was giving you. So, but, and I had Barrister Mamezu saying that what is bothering him is the way they were going to destroy Abba, is what is worrying him. So I'm telling my people, wherever they are, please, if you think that this is not your problem, it's your problem. Those people in Bilie or in whatever, those who don't want to contribute, when the Hausa people or Nigerian government come against Biafra, they will not say these people are Radio Biafran quarter or territory. If they come in Owerri, whether you are a Radio Biafra supporter or not, it is Owerri people. If wherever they go, so please, I have contributed part of my defense fund. It's £400 for couples. I have paid £200, ready to pay £100 and £100 again as soon as possible. I want to do it and finish it. Even if it is £100 or $100, wherever you are, do it monthly and let us get something. Please, Director, please, this is the thing you will have to retreat to our people. Without we have ill prepared is what we're going to kill this, our movement. Ill prepared. The same thing that happened 1966 want to happen again, Director. in my dream. That is what we are lamenting. And that is what you said, wherever the weapon finishes, let it end there. What can you do? I pray this will not happen in the name of the Lord. I pray this will not happen.
Said,
if it happens, Biafra said, will not have any other. In fact, may it not happen, and it will not happen in the name of the Lord.
Said,
please,
said,
I want to pray. I want to pray for 1 minute.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMessiah, Lord God Almighty, I thank you. I bless your holy name because you are the God of the creations of the heavens and the earth. Father, I come before the throne of glory. I come before the throne room of heaven, to ask in the name of your dearest Son, whom you said, anyone that will call his name shall be saved. For the Bible says there is no other name given among by that we can be saved, except by the name of your dearest Son. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for what you have done for Biafran people till this day, and what where you have led us so far, oh God. I'm asking for mercy, for forgiveness of our sins, our forefathers' sins, everything that our parents, our great parents, even ourselves have done and said against you and against our fellow men. Have mercy upon us. Cleanse us and reunite us. Let the spirit of selfishness and greed that is holding our people, Father, let it be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that evil tree that you revealed to me, where there is a wicked animal, oh God, anything that needs to be cut down in Biafra land, may it be cut down in the name of Jesus. Anything that needs to be shaken, let it be shaken. Anything that needs to be destroyed, let it be destroyed, so that Biafra will emerge. Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, no weapon fashioned against Biafra shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. You say that you will contend with those that contend with us and fight against those that fight against us. Therefore, Lord, in any organization, in any group of persons or people, Lord, that we're going to conspire against us, Father, today in the mighty name of Jesus, I put the confusion and terror in their midst. Father, may them be cut down before they were going to even move in their own conspiracy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the liberation of Biafra in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything we needed, the connection we needed, Father, for the armament, Father, let everything work according to the way it should. May we lack nothing, O King of Glory. There won't be any ill prepared. Father, let the mind of your people be bustled for this restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you will do what you will do as God, and we need to do what we will do as people. Therefore, Father, I pray that give us the right spirit and the right mind, the wisdom and the understanding to our leaders and to the director himself, that he will be able to do what he's supposed to do at the right time, that he will not do it before or too late, but at the uptime in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Father. I soak the Biafra territories in the blood of Jesus. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ upon our nation, upon this movement, that we shall come up in victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue our work, and we are grateful for your prayer, grateful for your wonderful thought and your consideration. You are contributing to the defense fund, which is very, very important, because without armaments, we cannot defend ourselves. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening. Please, your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Kelechukwu. I'm calling from Rotenia.
Kelechukwu, what is your surname?
Kelechukwu Mwakwa.
Kelechukwu, tell us truthfully and honestly, how much did you contribute to the running of Radio Biafra for the month of September?
Director, I have not contributed dime.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, please, I really want to comment about those who are the billionaire group. I had one of them this morning, so I'm really commenting on them. If they really want peace, they really want to apologize for their wrongdoings, they should come. They be telling them, you, when you was somewhere, so you created, other due to a motor to create a different Skype that they will call, and they did not call. So if they want to apologize, they should come here and apologize. They should not be calling for any meeting somewhere, or they go to the nearest unit closer to them and join the movement. There should be no reason for any meeting. They should come on air and apologize and join the movement. They have seen that there is no the Radio Biafra is not here to joke. They have seen the truth now, and then now they are calling for meeting. Please, director, that's what I have to say. And I say, Mechukwu Abiam, I continue to be with you. Write down, director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that, my dear brother. We have a caller also on the phone. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling us from. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, I don't think so. It's probably the problem with the zoo that they cannot hear us. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Our lines are open. We are live. We are direct to the entirety of humanity. All our lines are functional and very, very open. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Director, and confirm that you can hear me.
Very well. Please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Director, this is, my name is Joseph Obiora, a.k.a. Agunobi. I'm calling from Sweden.
Sweden have not paid. Are you aware of that?
Director, that is the reason why I called today to clarify some issue. Because,
are you have you people paid? Have you people paid?
Have you people paid? Of course, we have paid, but I also called to tell you that we have paid, and at the same time, there is something I want you to know about concerning Sweden, because since from the day one of this struggle, Sweden has been formidable. We have not failed in our monthly due, and by special grace of Tukwu Abiama, we are not going to. There is something I want entire board to consider, that in the month of August 29, which we host a Scandinavia conference.
Yes.
We supported the conference. We supported all the team, and we went down there to make that conference very successful. And that conference and the whole money and the expenditure cost us no less than £1,200. Both transportation, both the car where we sleep, both the money we give our family, different family in Oslo. After that, in a week time, we host Radio Biafra here in Sweden in the 6th of September, this September that just finished. We host Radio Biafra. All the Biafra family in Sweden decide that we should host Radio Biafra for this gospel to be spread here in Sweden. We also, after that, we hello?
Yes, is where you are. Hello? The noise is coming from. We are hearing you. Where you are is a bit noisy. Go ahead.
Okay. After that, we spent no less than £1,200 again. And this thing has been, and from the day one, the airlines in Sweden are making their payment from the first day of the every month, from the first day to 10th of every month, because most of us who live here in Sweden will receive our salary on the first day of every month. So that is the delay we are having for our monthly contribution. So Biafra in Sweden has not lagged behind. As far as I am concerned, as far as I have the formidable diehard Biafra here in Sweden, I am very proud of them. I have to okay about in any way that I am praising the Biafran family in Sweden, those who are supporting this struggle, because they never disappoint us and they will never disappoint us. So that announcement yesterday was not so good.
What do you mean? Have you paid? Are you saying that it is wrong that we said the Sweden didn't pay when they have paid? That is what I want to understand from you.
No, we have paid.
When?
We have paid
when?
Today. We have paid today now.
Yeah, exactly. And, so as at yesterday, the announcement was correct. If Sweden have not grown up to the extent of hosting Radio Biafra and at the same time meeting their obligation, it means they should not have hosted Radio Biafra. That's what that means. You have not grown up to that very level because your monthly dues is paramount. Paramount.
Yeah.
If not, how do we survive?
Of course, darling.
No, if you people want us to shut down Radio Biafra, we close it down. Is that what you want us to do?
Director, that is. Director, that is not what I'm trying to say. The Biafran family here in Sweden, they are the ones who decide because we are few individuals. When you watch our target of media, it's a lot of Biafra people come out. But those people are not contributing a dime. In Stockholm, I can give you upwards how many people we are total in Sweden. We are not up to 20. Total, that is a strong member.
How much you are 20? How much does hang on? How much does Stockholm contribute every month to Radio Biafra? How much is the allocation they could that's supposed to contribute?
At least they contribute 2,000. But
2,000 what? How much? Hold on. How much is 2,000 krona in euros? Do you know or in pounds?
2,000 krona might be. Let me just I can't really say, I cannot know the amount, total amount of it. But we share this. We have three zones here in Sweden.
I know. I know that very well. I need you to tell me.
Yeah.
You said, did you say 500 krona or is it 2,000 krona? Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
How much is krona to pound and divided by 20 people? Do you know how people contribute for our funding in Mozambique? Four people. Do you know how many people in Cologne, hang on, do you know how many people in Cologne contribute? Yeah. There is nobody that is living in Sweden that does not receive state benefit even if you're not working. Is that correct?
Those people who are into this struggle, most of them don't even have paper to stay. That is the problem. It's only few comfortable people that is among these 20. It's only few competitive.
Do you accept with me that everybody in Sweden, that if you are registered with the government, even if you're an asylum seeker, that the government gives you money to feed and to survive on, is that correct or not? Am I wrong?
Of course, that is correct. But
good. I will give you time to speak. I couldn't know. Hold on a second. If that is the case, the government gives money to people. And there are 20 of you, you contribute £210. Agunobi, are you telling me that £10 a month is too much for somebody that claims they love their country? £10 a month.
20, of course, you know, he might understand it that way. But those people who make us 20, they have their own problem. Even we beg them for it. Sometimes my coordinator here in Malmo have used his own pocket money. We have to complete this monthly due. It's not that time easy for us. And they are the people who decided that we should, because this thing is becoming a big burden for us.
Agunobi, I'm ashamed I'm having this type of conversation with you. That there are people in Malaysia who are struggling, running from the police, who come out despite the threat of being arrested and deported. I have people in Indonesia who are in prison. And you are telling me that people that have cars, they fuel their cars, they go to Yoruba churches in Sweden, they cannot afford £10 a month to support their country. I am ashamed. And they call themselves Biafrans. I am shocked at what they're telling me. £10, if you cannot pay £10 a month, I'm asking you, if you can't afford to pay £10 a month, people must understand this. The whole of Stockholm is £210 a month. If you people cannot afford £210 a month. How can you contribute? How can you volunteer to serve your country where you may die in action? How is that possible?
Director, we don't contribute £200 and something. We contribute £500 every month, director.
The whole of Sweden. No, hang on. The whole of Sweden. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Exactly. I am talking about Stockholm, not Malmo. I am talking about Stockholm. What you're trying to tell me is that Biafrans are strong. There are men who have left the army as we speak to go and serve their country. You're telling me that you are struggling to bring out them. Hey, don't say such a thing so people hear it. Don't say such a thing again live on air. It's shameful. Very, very shameful.
But that is the truth, director. I have to say it because we cannot. We have been putting people here, and they are like, he said, my Biafra is not my personal property. I hate to make people to take care of their responsibility. That is the past, and that is the reason why I called today for you to know. And I'm also begging for the grace, because we have been doing this thing for over years now, and we have not had any problem. The reason why we kind of lag behind, because of the two big events that we hosted this last month and the other of our months. And there is few individuals. So I'm asking for this grace. For at least from every new month, we are expecting Sweden money will be expecting to be paid before 10th of every month. And that is what we have been doing since over 2 years, and we have not been having problem with that.
Okay, we have heard what you've said. Let us go to the European rep and see what he has to say. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for the clarification. And also, you have met the deadline of 12 noon today. Let us also go to the rep for our Europe, who should be in charge of all these things. In fact, coming here to make the announcements. Can you hear me, Edozium? Can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you. Can you hear me, please?
I can hear you. Yes, go ahead. We know you, Edozium. You are calling us from Switzerland. Is that correct, or have you relocated? Are you in Switzerland?
I'm in Switzerland. Yes.
Okay, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I want to make bring the Biafrans up to date about your instruction yesterday, specifically concerning Dublin, Victoria, Stuttgart, Victoria and Sweden. Yes, I can confirm Sweden, they have paid in their, the whole of Sweden has paid in their monthly due. Dublin also has paid in. I have forwarded the evidence to the appropriate quarters. Victoria, like our brother was saying yesterday, they paid in part their own monthly due. They sent the evidence to their national coordinator, who then forwarded it to me yesterday. I got that. And yesterday, while I was giving the information about those countries, those zones that are paid, I also, after the information I got, the evidence from Stuttgart in Germany, that they have paid in for the month of August and for the month of September. I also got the evidence that they have paid. So those that you instructed that they should, before the day to this day is over, make their own payment, they have done that.
How about Valencia?
Sorry?
How about Valencia, Malaga, and Bilbao in Spain? What is happening to them?
Yes, Valencia hasn't sent me any evidence of payment, and I don't know if they have.
Want you to shut down Valencia this night. Shut it down, and we'll start afresh from Valencia. Did you hear what I said?
Noted.
Close Valencia down. We raise a new coordinator in Valencia, and we'll start afresh. Valencia is not working. Did Bilbao provide an explanation?
Sorry, sir?
Did Bilbao provide any explanation as to why they did not meet up with their deadline of 12 noon today? Any explanation from them?
No, I haven't heard anything from them.
Close Bilbao down. Close it down. How about Malaga? Is Malaga with us or not? Did you hear from Malaga?
From Malaga?
Yes.
Let me see just one moment. Malaga. No, nothing from Malaga.
Close it down. Close down Valencia. Close down Bilbao. Close down Malaga. They are not with us. Did you hear what I said?
I heard.
You will do that tonight, immediately, without hesitation. You will remove all the coordinators in Bilbao, remove the one in Valencia, remove the one in Malaga, and place the national coordinator of Spain under strict instruction to raise new people who are Biafrans in these areas with immediate effect.
Noted.
Thank you very much. You have done very well. Thank you very, very much.
Yes,
and may you God bless you. Go ahead.
Pardon me, Director, I need to make one more announcement. If
go
I'm
ahead.
Allowed.
Go ahead, of course you are. Go ahead.
Yes, also the Directorate of State instructed, well, first from your office, the representatives were instructed to set up a Continental Council. And for Europe, that has been done and inaugurated. The people who make up this council, their names are Evangelist Lotachukwu Okolie, the National Coordinator for Norway, the National Coordinator for Ireland, Isaiah Oba, and our brother who is based in the United Kingdom. His name is Valentine Chidi. He is also a very, very committed Biafran. These three individuals, they have been inaugurated, and their terms of reference have been given to them. I want to make this information clear to most of Biafran and also zonal and national coordinators. We do not need anybody to come on air anymore to complain that they are having issues where they are based. Whether you're a coordinator, whether you're just an ordinary Biafran, if you have any issue, any conflict, any conflict or something that you want to complain about, please, you will forward your complaint to the Continental Council for Europe. And their email address will be made available to the public for anybody who has issues to forward it to them and not to come on air to expose whatever his grievances might be. We have now a channel to look after, to make sure that all the issues that are affecting Biafrans where they are living in Europe are taken care of, and I am appealing to all Biafrans to make use of this council. And this council will also be responsible for giving training to any new coordinator, zonal or national, that will be elected, appointed, or nominated. All our zonal coordinators, all our national coordinators, before you take up your office as a coordinator, you will undergo one or two trainings for you to understand what we are doing here, for you to know that what we are doing here is not just to gather and you know, come on air and say we are behind you, we are in your front, but to know the principles of what this struggle is all about and to know the objective of this struggle. This will be part of the terms of reference of this Continental Council, and I am asking these three gentlemen to begin immediately. They will work very closely with me as the European representative. I am asking you, Biafrans, to begin immediately to put your committee into action and make sure that the job assigned to you guys are done with all seriousness. And this is all I have to say this night, Director. I thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, and you have done very, very well. You have done very, very well. Remember what I told you. You listen very attentively to instructions, and you carry them out so well. That is why you do your job excellently well. Very, very well do you do it. Malaga will be changed. I also want you, please, to very critically make sure that we have decent people to replace them. The time for joke has come and gone. I want the coordinator in Valencia replaced. He'll be stood down tonight, man or woman, I don't care. Stood down tonight. New ones appointed. There's something in Malaga. There's something in Bilbao. We need people who are serious. Very, very serious about what we're doing. Not jokers, please. Thank you very much. Chukwu Abiam, I bless you. You are doing excellently well for your country. What you are doing is invaluable. You cannot begin to quantify it. please continue what you are doing. We are in full support of you and your office. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Please, on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Yes, director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are calling us from?
Yeah, my name is John Onyeka. I'm calling from Japan.
From Japan, please go ahead. We are listening, John Onyeka. How much did you, as an individual, contribute towards the restoration of Biafra, towards the upkeep of Radio Biafra for the month of September?
Director, you know, what happened is that, like me personally, I've contributed towards the effort of restoration of Japan and of Biafra. I've contributed, let's say, I've contributed more than £1,000.
No, I said okay. How much. The question is very simple
this
and direct. Yes.
Like this month, I've contributed more than $250 because we have contributed money for your coming and we have contributed.
No, I said towards the running, not for my coming. I'll come to Japan, of course, not that about that. I'm saying how much have you contributed towards the monthly dues? How much did you give to September, the treasurer to say this is my money for monthly dues for September? That's what I want to know.
I've contributed $20 for the monthly dues.
Go ahead.
I think you have confirmed that we have paid.
Yes, like Japan has paid. I want to know how much you contributed individually. You contributed.
Me personally, I've contributed
$20.
$20. $20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That's what I wanted to know. Go ahead.
I want to contribute. You know. I like what you are doing, you know, because it's good that we know those who are with us. But I am advising, please, my director, that you apply caution. Because I can remember, that was a time I was the only person in Japan. Sometimes I pay for the whole Japan. Sometimes I can't pay. There was a time I was the only person in Japan. So I will ask you to, you know, sometimes that you check to know why that some people have not contributed. If somebody is working so hard, you know, to bring, you know, to evangelize so that he can be able to have other Biafrans paying and that person is not meeting up, I suggest that some, you know, preference be given to such coordinators so that they will not be discouraged.
Do you know how many people contribute to Biafra in Mozambique? Do you know how many?
I said in Mozambique. That was the time I was the only person in Japan.
Yes, but you person. hang on. But you were doing something. You did something, yeah. Even if as a lone person, you did something.
Yes.
What have these people done? That is what leadership. People think that, I'm a leader. Vote for me, I'm a leader. People don't understand the meaning of leadership. If any of these coordinators can come up and say, what I have is 50 euro. Out of my own pocket, I don't have any money. But I want Biafra to stand in this very place. Please, our national coordinator or the European rep, this is what I have. I have remitted 50 euro. It is only me and my family. Have you not heard people say, it's only me and my family before? Did you not hear our brother the other day say, it is me and my wife and my child? Who is in a zone, no other person, yet I am doing the best I can. Do you think we will not be reasonable?
That would be okay.
Very simple.
That's what we are saying the same thing.
They have not done so. That goes
if
to show that
they
then that exactly.
Will be taken against
simple,
them.
That is what I have done. They will be removed. That is what
that
leadership
right
is.
Thing.
If they do it for 1 month and they cannot do it for the next month, you can begin to understand and begin to look at ways to work with them to make sure that they come up. Because we want people to ask us questions. I love that question very, very well. I love it. That is what we want. We want to hold those of them in power to account in the new Biafra that we're building. So we love it. But you must go out to make sure not. Because the reason why we are saying we're doing it this way is this. The people who don't contribute one dime, they are the ones that gossip. Don't you know that? Don't you know?
It's true.
Uh-huh.
It's true.
That is why we are doing what we are doing. So if you have not contributed, you go out and say, by the way, I have not contributed to this thing, but please bear with me. I want to gossip now. So people will know where you're coming from. Simple.
Even there, that's why the case of Japan is very sensitive. Like day before yesterday, when you were saying that Japan have not contributed. Do you know that some people will just, those, and it is those people that have never even attended meeting. But
there was no evidence.
The one that will go around and say,
no.
The money you are contributing,
listen,
the leadership in Japan are not giving it to.
Listen very, very carefully. It is my responsibility to announce things on Radio Biafra based on verifiable evidence. Verifiable. I don't believe in hearsay. If I had seen the evidence for Japan, I would have said so. What is preventing me from saying that? What? Nothing. There is evidence and we come out and we announce it. And I also expect the Asia rep or the deputy in Asia or whoever is going to speak for Liberty to come here tomorrow night and tell our people precisely where we are on the issue of that axis of the world. I want to know what is happening to each and every country, and I want them mentioned. People are writing from Taiwan, we are formidable. People are writing from Cambodia, we are formidable. From Vietnam, we are formidable. I want to know how much they have contributed. It is as simple as that. Very, very simple as that. And I need Lebedim, the Asia rep, Uche Nasiebu, who is our head of directorate. You will prepare Lebedim to come on air tomorrow via Rapid Response 68 to give us an update on Asia, the same way that Edozem has done for Europe. We need an update on Asia so that we can deal with the problem. This very evening, we do not have a coordinator in Bilbao. We don't have any coordinator in Malaga. We don't have any in Valencia. They can spend time gossiping. Those who don't contribute money, gossip. It's as simple as that. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. This very work continues, and we must do so in truth and honesty, knowing fully well that Chukwu Abiama is our God, and we are doing so in absolute belief, unshakable, in it, to its very core, that what we are doing is right before man and before Chukwu Abiama in heaven. That is why we are going to go to the line to ask whoever is on the line to please give us their name and where they are calling us from. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello?
I can hear you. Can't you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you right now.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Robinson Okudloko. I'm calling from Valencia, Spain.
From Valencia in Spain. Okudere,
yeah.
How much did you contribute this month to the running of Radio Biafra as an individual?
Well, I'm sorry. We just finished our meeting this evening. We are going to pay our monthly due tomorrow. But the way our director is talking is not the way somebody used to talk, you know. Our director needs to think. Things are very hard. Our director, he can't just say that Valencia is not part of the family, or Malaga, or other states in Spain. It's not good.
Why won't I say that?
We need to think.
No, tell me why I will not say that. What have you? So do you think that Radio Biafra runs on thin air? Is that what you think?
Okay, listen. We are going to pay our monthly bill tomorrow.
The deadline is today. Hold on a second. The deadline is 12 noon today. That's what I said yesterday. The deadline is 12 noon today. That money tomorrow will not be accepted. You don't need to pay it. You don't need to pay it tomorrow. Valencia is dissolved. That is what I'm saying. And that is final. It's not subject to debate. It is final. It is dissolved. And new executive will be constituted. So you can spend time gossiping. The deadline was, you thought I was joking yesterday? Deadline is 12 noon today. 12 o'clock today. That's what I said yesterday. Dublin met their deadline. Everybody else met their deadline. Malaga did not meet that very deadline. Valencia did not meet it. And so did Bilbao. And they stand dissolved. End of story. Go and take your money back where you gave it to them. End of story. We are not here to joke. You think we are here to play? Take it. It doesn't mean you're not a good Biafran. You are. But it means you cannot support. so you can stay by the sidelines and be watching. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Diala Oparanjoko, native of Amimu, Ikeduru, Imo State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Glory be to God. Congratulations to you all, my brothers. Your friends are my friends. Your enemies are my enemies. I am going to talk about rubbish or Hanese, Bilie, wherever they are.
Yes, please.
I heard in the morning.
Please, turn down your system. Amechi Emmanuel Otusoro, stay where you are on the line. We need a briefing from that part of the world as well. Our continental rep for Middle East, please stay where you are. Please turn your system down, my dear brother, and continue, please.
It is completely turned out.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, your enemies are my enemies. Your friends are my friends. This Bilie Ohanaeze, Okorocha, and all the criminal claimed Igbo leaders, as far as I'm concerned, there will be no forgiveness to them for what they have done, going to the war, castigating us. Our body's advice, I do agree with him. Our director's advice, I do agree with him. But what should happen is, when I was young, we used to sing in Igbo, let me use Igbo a little bit. These sinners against Chukwu Abiama, they have to really confess, duly confess. Not what we used to do when I was a young Christian. We go to the priest and say, I'm sorry for my sin. The next day we do it. No. If they have really atoned, confessed to Almighty God, which is what we are going to do, as for forgiveness, then it will be forgiveness. We are not looking for those who will trick us and come through the back and torpedo us. And no. If they have regretted duly in the name of Chukwu Abiam, we will forgive them. But we are not going to bring them fully into the household, because when a lion meets you, he runs away. If you don't run, when they come back, he will kill you. These traitors among us must be removed from our midst, except they have duly repented for their sin. That's what I want to say. For the next thing I want to talk about Obama. Obama is a black person like me. Every man comes from where his father comes from. Obama is a Kenyan. He should leave black America, except he says he's a slave. He wasn't. His father wasn't transported to America as a slave. He should go back to Kenya and do his wonder for Kenya. Not to claim the baboon who is ruling America to come and torpedo our war effort. Force us to stay in Nigeria. Let him go to Kenya and do his miracle. He's a disgrace to the whole black race for those who started with him. No white man has Obama. He's Obama, he's a Kenyan. Let him go to Kenya where his father comes from. And go do his miracle. God help you, help me, help all of us. Man, I had my sister, Ebere Chukwu. I was in tears. Whenever she talks, I'm always in tears. Our people are suffering. Like you said, our people also, those of them who have been beaten down and sat upon, they are crying. They are willing. They are listening to our message. They will fight.
Isay, my dear brother, you have spoken excellently well. Thank you very much for that. And we continue the report from our continental reps. I believe that Emmanuel Otusoro is with us, our continental rep for the Middle East. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, director. Confirm if you hear me.
Very, very well. Loud and very clear. You are calling us from the Holy Land of Israel. And we are delighted to have you with us. Please go ahead. We are listening. I want a report of what is happening in the Middle East vis-a-vis the contribution towards our monthly sustenance for the work we are doing for our country. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Director. And good evening to all Biafrans and friends of Biafrans listening. Director, as a matter of fact, it's been long, you know.
Yes, it's been a very long time.
I don't have interest calling Radio Biafra. It's not because of anything special. It's, sometimes I feel disappointed, you know, being in a race with people that don't know what they're doing, that thinks that the life is full of a bed of roses.
That is correct.
I had somebody, one or two people, maybe coordinators, one of them was talking of £10. And the other one was talking of, you know, this kind of people, I don't want to hear anything about them.
Sometimes $20, Emmanuel, yes, $20, $20.
A packet of cigarettes.
They said it's difficult.
Smoke is $10 in every day. Sometimes I feel so much ashamed, you know. Being in an association with this kind of people. I never dreamt, if not for my freedom, I never dreamt coming across this kind of people in my life. That last caller that said, that was talking with us, that you don't know the way you talk, tell him I will buy him 2 Okada, how much it will cost to go to the village and stay in Biafra land. You should go home tomorrow. I will give him money for ticket. You should go home. If overseas is not okay for him. For him to be using that kind of language for his freedom. Are you begging him for money? Does people know how to talk? Is that because this is a free radio? Anybody can come here and start to open up his or her mouth and start to talk rubbish. That is why when I get angry, I don't want to come call Radio Biafra. Today I sent a very lengthy text message to the COC. I complained because I never wanted to come on radio. Last night, I had the coordinator of Dubai. He came on radio and said they have paid. I don't know what he paid. I don't know what month. I have been begging these guys from Dubai to Qatar to Turkey. Even the coordinator in Israel is sluggish. He's not serious. I have been begging these guys. There's no way I've not spoken to them. Nobody gives me any.
What did they tell you that it is the problem? How many countries do you have under your
director,
control?
Director, Israel, Turkey, Qatar, and Dubai. As I'm talking to you now, since the month of May till today, starting from June, none of them has ever paid one except Israel. I've been writing them. I've called them several times. They don't even respond to my text. They don't care. The one that spoke from Dubai yesterday, he came online and told you, they have paid. What did he pay? What month? Is that the month of June or the month of September? I don't want to abuse everybody and I don't want anybody to abuse me. That's why I keep avoiding Radio Biafra. What did he pay? That every morning, what they do is to post themselves on the Facebook of Biafra will come today. What kind of nonsense is this? Please tell COC and tell all of them to come on air now. I have been punctuated with much endurance and now I can't resist the urge any longer. I want to speak out. Let them come now and tell you and the entire world, these 4 countries, how much they have contributed.
Yes, my dear bro, Emmanuel, can you hear me? Yes, I don't know if the line is fading away. He's calling us on Skype. I don't know if the line is fading away. If you can hear me. I'm sure that you can. I'm hoping you can, even if not through Skype, but through your listening device. You will also add Kuwait to that as well. We have Biafrans in Kuwait. We have Biafrans in Saudi Arabia. We have Biafrans in Qatar. We have Biafrans in Israel. We have Biafrans in Turkey. And which one of Middle East again do we have Biafran people? I will not include Morocco because it comes under Biafran. Can you hear me now? Emmanuel, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, Director.
Yes. What I was saying when the line went off is this. I want you to get a pen and paper handy and very ready. And you will also inaugurate a Middle Eastern Council. Our head of directorate will advise you on how you go about it. You will nominate 4 people or 3 people, as the case may be, to help you do your work in the Middle East. I want every country in the Middle East to be functional. Saudi Arabia, I'm coming. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, very, very important. Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Israel, you're in already, which are, of course, they're always okay. They're doing fine. At least they pay their dues with your help and a few other people. And also Turkey. Very, very important. These countries, if we have our people are no longer in Syria, they have run away from that, they're no longer there. These six countries, I need you to institute a zonal formula. There will be national coordinators in them, but I want you to make sure that zones are established. You will go and you have the free hand and free range to appoint those that will serve in this Middle Eastern Council with you. We have our people in Kuwait, that I know for sure. We have some doctors that contact me from Saudi Arabia and how interested they are in what we are doing. And we need all this. In these six countries, I need Biafran set up and very, very strong. Six in the Middle East. I need to do that. And you will need every help you can get from the directorate and from also the office of the COC. Very, very important. We need to raise those people and bring them up to speed. Middle East is very, very important to us. And I know what you can do, and I expect you to go ahead and do it. You have done so in the past, and I know you'll do so in the future. And I'm making this announcement now. Every national coordinator in these countries I have mentioned, I know our brother in Kuwait is doing very well. I know that Dubai, they're doing very, very well. But I want each state in the UAE to have a Biafran family. Each state in the UAE to have a Biafran family. You will raise three or four people to help you run that very office of yours, the office of the rep of the Middle East. Very, very important that you do that. And we want them to go out and make sure that zones are established everywhere. Very, very critical. And everybody reports to you. No national coordinator will come to me or to the go to the head of directorate or to the COC without first speaking to the continental rep who is based in Israel. You cannot do that. If you send anything to Radio Biafra, you must instruct, you must inform the continental rep. That is how we run our protocol here. We have a structure and we don't want to dismantle it. Very, very important. I don't know if you have anything else to say.
Yes, Director. Last 2 months or what, I did appoint three people. One from Dubai. I asked IK to give me one person. He cooperated. He sent me a name and the details of the person. The other guy from Turkey, he promised sending me. The other guy from Dubai, Qatar, up till now he's been stories. Till now, nobody, no name, no telephone number, no nothing. The frustration from them is something unimaginable. As a matter of fact,
I know what to do. No. You spoke the truth.
Yeah, you know, I decided to keep quiet because I get angry so easily.
No, you don't have to worry about that. You don't need to worry. We are going to provide every help you need because we need the Middle East. Very, very important. These people, they did one thing or the other during the 30th of May, and they must also participate now. I will get the directorate and also the COC to focus like a laser beam to give you all the help you need. Beru Densi, all of you, Aiki Kechiku, everybody must provide. You people should get together and make sure that you build Middle East. Provide all your help and support to Emmanuel Otusoro, who is based in Israel, our continental rep, to go out to do this very work and do it very well. We want to build Middle East. Most of you have extensive contacts. We must be able to utilize it and help one another to accomplish this very noble task. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Emma, thank you very, very much for that. For that very update, Middle East is not functioning, as you can hear. So when people say there are seven states in the UAE, I want seven zonal coordinators working under IKK Chukwu in the UAE. Seven, I said. Seven zonal coordinators in the UAE. I want the meeting in the UAE to be split up according to the zones. Seven states in the UAE, seven Biafran family meetings. Very, very important. This has to happen before this time next month. Critical, please. Regard it as a priority and do so. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my name is Christian. I'm calling you from Malaysia.
Christian who?
Okay, my name is Christian Chukwuemeka.
And where do you come from in Biafra land?
Okay, I come from Orifite.
Orifite, go ahead.
Okay, Director, I just want to thank you very much for all your... I just want to thank you for all you have been doing and all your effort this very time. I pray that it will not be in vain. But there is something I want to chip in right now.
Go ahead and say it. You are free to do so.
Yeah.
This is Radio Biafra.
What I want to say is that our people, there is this very adage they said that Igbo anara abosom mmiri n'obunozu paro. So right now, what our people need now that as I'm listening to radio right now, as I'm listening to whatever thing you are saying, you have been so provoked. But all of them are just psyching and being watching to know when the action is going to be taken. Because if any action is being taken or strike in any particular place in Biafra land, all these very people, they will rush and they will start to pay. All of them will be rushing and queuing and you'll be surprised. They will say, please, you know, this is what I've been doing before and this is what I, you know, I'm sorry, let me just pay. But right now, as you are telling them all these things, they are taking it for granted. They're just seeing it as if that maybe you are playing, it's a childish play. But all I'm saying is that please, please, just take heart and keep on working. It's not easy to work with Igbo people. Igbo people are the most idiots. I'm so sorry to use that very word. I'm so, me too, I'm part of Igbo, but we are very, very hard to control. We are very, very hard to, convince. As na ndi Igbo, which means only answer. But just try and package yourself and make sure that this very tax that God Chukwuemeka has given to you, that you surely bring it to pass. And God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Malaysia is very strong. Sometimes I don't ask people because it's very, very strong. I've been there, I've seen it for myself. We've had it videoed. They are very, very strong. This is Radio Biafra. I also understand, I know Emmanuel is listening, Emmanuel Otu, so if you are listening, of course he does listen, that the Arab countries cannot place a call to Israel. That is the problem. They cannot place a call to Israel. That remains a problem. But I have asked them to use Skype instead. Use Viber, use Tango. Make sure that you provide that alternative for them to use. Extremely important that they do so. Please set up Skype and Viber and Tango or whatever means with which or through which they can be able to reach you. My dear brother, thank you for calling. This is Radio Our Country in Truth and Honesty, that we may be able to live like human beings. We may be able to live like humans. Oba, stay where you are on Skype. Oba is on Skype. Please remain where you are. We are going to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, Director, I called to clarify some certain issues. Like I spoke yesterday. It's Ifeanyi Chukwuemeka from Trondheim in Norway.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, I called to clarify the issue of somebody from Spain saying that Norway have not paid their money since 4 months. But I want to make it clear to that man that made that call that since December that this monthly dues is going around the world among Biafrans, Norway have been paying their money. I think the coordinator of all coordinators, you can instruct him to go into the Norway record from December to September. Because I spoke with Evangelist Lotachuku, and Lotachuku was very, very annoyed of what that man from Spain said, and which is very wrong of that man from Spain. So I think we are up to date. And again, I'm disappointed on what Hagen Nobi from Sweden is saying. You know, if somebody in Europe, generally in Western country, can find it difficult to bring out £20.
My goodness me. It's shocking. £20. Shocking.
Yes. We are talking about £20, talking about £10. Look, if somebody in Europe that knows what he passed through to walk in the street of Europe, and now we are talking about, you know, getting a freedom in our own land, where we come from, where a white man ceded our land to the Hausa Fulanis. And somebody is talking, this money is not 1 week. It's not 2 days. This money is 1 month, 1 whole month. It's very, very disappointing. And I would not like this kind of issues to come on, like the coordinator of all coordinators is giving the instructions now. I would not like this kind of issues to come on the air. It's very, very demoralizing.
That somebody in Europe cannot afford £20. I had to sleep in the car. I was homeless. So that we can fund Radio Biafra. People are telling me they cannot. Oh, my dear Lord God.
I'm disappointed of that. Argument of our people are not coming out. Even if, Director, you have said it all. Even if it is two people, let the two people do what they can do to move Biafra.
That's all. That's
movement.
All. We don't need a crowd. Exactly.
People should stop complaining of what the, you know, the other, this one is not coming out, this one is not coming out. We don't need that. And secondly, Director, yes, we are following your instructions, and the instructions are positive. But you see, we are talking about money here. And sometimes you give some, you know, chances, like the guy that called from Venetia. You give some chances because you give chances and you give warning that you don't want such a thing to repeat again. Before, on the 25th of every month, we must make sure that our money
is the 10th of every month. We are going to cut this whole thing down to very few countries. I need hardcore countries that will never fail. And then we commence our work. We go into battle. I need countries you can trust. Come hell or high water, they are there. The same way I can shut my eyes now and name 5 countries that will never fail. They will never fail. No excuses. No, they never give any excuse. Do you know that I increase the money of the people in Indonesia to 1,000 a month? 1,000 and they will pay it. Indonesia. Now I can tell you hand on heart that USA, of course, their money will also go up because USA is very big. USA, United Kingdom, France, Malaysia, Indonesia, China. Do you know that these countries I have mentioned will never fail us? 6. They can never, even if that is a tsunami, thunder and lightning, these countries I can trust. I can trust them.
Look, with my life. Director, you must include Norway.
No.
We have not failed.
I will not include Norway. I will not. I will not include Norway. They are not there yet. Maybe in the next 6 months, Norway can be there. In the next 6 months. Okay. People have to prove their worth. You must be able to tell us that we commit men into battle on the ground, that you will keep supporting them. That's what I'm looking for. Not today, gone tomorrow.
Exactly.
Are we him, John? Do you know we have men under arms at home who are in camps, who are training? We want to commit them to battle, and I know that I can count on these countries that even if the world is coming to an end, as long as there are some people, the one on the news of this world, the news of this world, that as long as Engineer Anya is there, as long as the likes of Odenigbo Professor is there, I know that the United States of America will never fail. I can bet my life on it. I said I can bet my life on them, on it. They will never fail. Malaysia, even if you like, let the heaven and earth come to an end. Malaysia will not fail. Indonesia will not fail. China stuttered a bit, but I know they will not fail. Do you know that? And France is another one that is die hard. Die hard. How many people are contributing £500 in France? Do you know they're not up to 10? They're not even up to 8. They are, Bikunu, happy Hununako. I don't want to be upset.
Like I said, I would like you to give Venetia a chance. Now that they have come up, with something. Yeah, I would like you to give them chance.
No, there will be no chance. I made an announcement last night. There is no second chance. You don't know me. Okay. There is no second chance. I said it yesterday, 12 noon today. End of the line. The coordinators will stand down.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is endless and we must do it because Chukwuma Abiama is God. We have a caller on the coordinators line. Please stay where you are. The caller on the main line, can you hear me? On Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I'm talking to you, please. Yes. Oba Ezi here, is that correct?
Yeah.
Are you doing something else or are you doing?
No. I'm not doing. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling from Ukraine.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm thankful to hear your voice this night. I'm from Ebenatekwe in Sueli GA.
My goodness. No. Say it slowly. What is the name of your village again?
Ebenatekwe.
My goodness. What does it mean?
Ebenatekwe in Sueli GA.
Ebenatekwe. Is that correct? My goodness. It's very good. Please go ahead. I love the name. Go ahead.
So I'm calling from Ukraine.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm thanking you for the work you're doing. Ukraine don't pay him money.
Ukraine. Is Ukraine, do we have Biafrans in Ukraine?
No.
We don't count Ukraine as the Biafrans. They are cheerleaders. You know, in a football field, there are those clapping at the side. There are those playing the ball inside the field. Ukraine are just cheerleaders. Yes. They are not part of what we are doing. If we have a worldwide rally, Ukraine can come out and be part of the rally. But in terms of, do you know what is hardcore? Those is foundation of a house. Ukraine is not part of the foundation. They are cheerleaders. They are very good with t-shirts. They could come out and demonstrate on the street. But they are not part of what we are doing. Ukraine don't pay. They don't pay a dime. Russia does not pay either.
My every month is collecting the money.
I am telling you, ask them to give you receipt. Go back to your coordinator and say, can I please see the proof of remittance to Radio Biafra? That's all. Problem solved.
Because I see what you are doing for us.
I will wake up.
Biafra is not easy.
It's not.
He said Biafra is a spirit.
Of course, no.
Nobody is forcing me to go and pay money. I'm myself going in shade every day to ask him, which I'm going to pay them today or tomorrow. I pay. So because anytime I hear your voice, he said Biafra is somebody, is spirit. He don't have right to force any person to pay. If your mind is a hard type Biafra, you're going to pay the money. Every month I pay my duty. So tomorrow I'm going to go and ask my coordinator.
Ukraine is not, as I said, if you go to football match, you see people wearing Liverpool t-shirt. They're not playing. They're just clapping in the stand. Ukraine and Russia, they clap hands very well. They are very good cheerleaders. Very good. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And very soon, let them pray. I don't remember them. Russia and Ukraine. Maybe sometime next year I remember them after atonement. I'm trying to take it easy because of the atonement. Barrister is with us. Barrister, please remain with me. Barrister, stay with me. I'm coming to you in a second. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, my name is Chudi Andy Lawrence. I am calling from Stockholm, Sweden, and I hail from Umude village on Ichado in Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I will not even salute you because you warned us about greeting you.
Please, I don't need it. Let's go and get Biafra first.
I greet every indigenous people of Biafra. I mean the die-hard Biafra.
Hardcore, not idiots. Hardcore men.
Everybody who is making it possible for this struggle to be where it is today. And I'm praying that the Lord God will continue to uplift us, to make us live in unity, in peace, and to avoid every form of distraction in the name of Chukwuma Abiamah.
You see?
I greet you, sir.
You see?
I have been trying to call since day before yesterday to tell you that Stockholm have already paid, but it was unfortunate that I was not put through.
Yes.
Due to the jam-packedness or the traffic jam of the calling system we're using.
Yes.
You know, but
my dear brother, we have how many systems? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and they're all occupied. Believe you me, 7 systems we are using. 7 to take calls.
I know.
7.
You don't need to tell me because I witnessed that. I've seen
exactly.
I've seen how it functions, and I hope that everybody who is calling Radio Biafra will call to give a meaningful suggestion that will bring forth our fatherland. I keep on telling people, anytime you are thinking, don't think about yourself. Think about the children we are giving birth here in Europe. They are the people we are fighting for. Most of the times when I look at my daughter and I see the people who have grown, who were born here, I shed tears because I don't think that they will be coming home with us if we did not restore our fatherland.
That is correct. No child will go to the zoo. No child. Go and ask them. They will go once, so they won't want to go again. Go and ask any child.
And I am just surprised that our people are still, into this not paying, or the fund of not paying for monthly dues. Yes, here in Stockholm, I tell you, Director, you have been here. You saw the way we are. The people who are contributing in Stockholm are not up to 7. Personally, I pay $30 every month for the support of this struggle. And what I'm trying to do now is to encourage everybody who has been doing this, who has been paying with all his mind. People don't know that there is always gain in supporting Biafra, because even the Bible made us to know that a giver never lacks. What I am trying to say now is that Duncan Mighty was here in Stockholm last Friday, and although I don't attend to that kind of a thing, but I tell you, the amount of people who were there, we are not even going to write them about.
Did they ask Duncan Mighty what he's doing, how he's spending their money? Will they ask gossipy lunatics? Please go ahead.
What I am trying to say is to encourage each and everybody who is in this struggle with his mind never to go back. Because I tell you, if we continue like this, the sky will be our takeoff board. And if the sky becomes our takeoff board, the heavens will be, only God knows where we would be. Very shortly, our land will be having her own independence. I spoke with my younger brother, who happens to be working with the Anambra State Secretariat, my last brother. He told me that Obiano shared bags of rice to everybody that is working in the secretariat. The bag of rice is costing 9,000 naira each to everybody. Can somebody calculate the amount that man brought out that will warrant the people who he gave the money to pay to be able to buy 9,000 naira bags of rice to the workers? Is that money not meant for the thing that is supposed to be used to make Anambra State a better place? Bags of rice without tomatoes and salt. It is funny, but
terrible.
The people he is giving that thing, they were happy. What I told my brother is to give the phone to anybody who is superior to him. He gave the phone to one woman. I told the woman, "Madam, do you know that you have just bought your pride? Your pride has just been bought." She started laughing. She told me, "What can she do? If she rejected, another person will take." I say, "You don't have any problem. But that is the reason why we will remain where we are. If we can be able to stand and say no to some certain things, there will be, our place will be a better place to be. But look at, the money that is being meant for public utility, for public funds, is being used to buy bags of rice to distribute to some group of people. That money, if that money is directed to general hospital, public schools, I know what it will do. I am telling everybody to propagate this our Biafra, even at home, anywhere the person is, by wearing our t-shirt. It is very, very important. Director, I rest my case here.
I thank everybody
here in Stockholm who is supporting the affairs, especially my namesake, Nnamdi Okah. I remove my cap for you, Sister Ngozi Mado and the husband. Ebele, that is in Nigeria, whose wife put birth to, gave birth to twins. I know that you may not be hearing me now, but our heart is with you. May the Almighty God continue to guide and protect every indigenous people of Biafra living here in Sweden, in Europe, and the world at large. Thank you very much, my
brother. He said, thank you very much and well spoken. I like that. Thank you. The barrister is with us. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu was meant to be with us, and I believe I have him on the line. Barrister, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director.
Please go ahead. And the caller on the line, stay where you are. Barrister, please go ahead. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for reverting back to me. I apologized earlier. I was a bit emotional, and when I'm emotional, I don't like talking.
Yes, sir, I understand that. I understand that, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Thank you, Director. There was something when you were reading the news, what they gave to Jonathan. Paramecia is exactly the reward. That paramecia means a genius. And of course, yes, that befits his name. He must be a genius in deceit, a genius in lying to the Igbo people, a genius that he built an international airport and they gave him Okwume 1, only to find out that it's a local airport. Surely he must be a genius of looters, people who take money from Biafra land without any single development. People are just moving around like ants in their little holes. Nothing to celebrate, nothing to give as a remittance to what they have plucked up from Biafra land, the land that gives them food, the land that provides everything they eat. Nothing to give back. Surely he's a genius in craftiness, a genius in lies. When they tell us that Boko Haram is now finishing, lo and behold, they are still there killing people, burning houses. He's a genius, yes. The promoters of the promoters, they'll promote him so as to get their own share of the money and share of the blood. Genius. That's what he is. He's not a genius of anything good. A genius of all the bad things, evil that prevails in that bloody expired zoo. Director, the next thing I need to put to you is this. You are a man, when you say something, you stuck by it. Only Chukwu Abiyama does change your mind. And when you say something, it's too hard to move an inch. And I'm not here to change your mind either. But one thing I have to agree with you is this. The guy from Trohim, Ogumike, mentioned it earlier. You have dissolved Valencia. Your word will stand. You've asked for the coordinator of three places to be changed. You cannot change. You have to appoint new people, put new things, new legs there so that what we are doing here on Radio Biafra will flourish on Biafra land, because we are going for restoration. But Director, what I will appeal is this. I appeal directly to you. My mom always say, instead of you, in anger, to refuse what belongs to you. Take what belongs to you in anger. I like the answer you gave to that boy
No, he has a bit of an attitude. When you are talking, he was talking. But director, you know, you cannot, because your son is bad, you reject him. You have to educate him how to do things and how to talk. If you have 1 million and a penny is taken off from that 1 million, it's no longer 1 million. They have already contributed. Let them send the money, director. Every little will help. You've dissolved it. So it shall be. New people appointed. So it will remain. But director, let them send the money. They have already contributed, because that is coming from the old regime. Do not reject a human being and reject their offer. I know you have such a strong principle. As somebody around you, and somebody who will always appease and to make peace, please take the money that belongs to Biafran. And the answer you gave him was beautiful. Because you are dissolving them doesn't mean that they are not Biafrans. It's just they are not supportive. But the one they have already contributed, director, they said they will be sending it tomorrow. Please, speak on air. Let them bring the money in. And I tell you this, it could be the error is coming from the coordinator. You cannot dissolve all of them. It must be a problem from somebody. I've told you this proverb before on air, in the book of Mark, when the leader told his servants to go and plant vineyards, put all the things there. 10 out of 10, 9 germinated and brought forth fruits. Only one remained. The master came there. Take this tree away, since he's not prepared to bring or bear any fruits. But one of the servants said to the master, please, allow this guy for 1 year. Come by next year. If he did not produce any fruit, then you can take it off. It could be we have to dig some manures around the tree and put some agents to activate this particular tree. The master listened and said, fair enough. Do as you please. Director, the dog around this tree, put some manures. Come next year, this particular tree produces more food and fruits, even more than the ones originally there. The same I want you to apply, director. Let the money they have contributed to come over. You have dissolved it, so it shall be. And let new people be appointed. That is my only appeal to you, and director. I will stand by to hear what you will say to them, because I want you to tell them, please, to bring the money instead of dismissing everything and dismissing who they are. That is my own submission, director.
Thank you. And I have taken cognizance of that. Thank you very much, barrister. Thank you. I will give it considerable consideration. If there's a word like that, or if there's a phrase like that, thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are coming to you all the way from our studios in London. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Margarita. Good evening.
My name remains Richard. Recorded calling from Benin.
From which Benin? There are too many now. Is it Benin in Dahomey or is it Benin in Edo? Which one is it? Benin Akaleka.
Yeah, Benin in West.
In Edo.
Yeah, in Edo State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. And I understand. Anyway, you personally that is calling now, did you contribute to the family this month? Edo contributed and paid their dues for 2 months. Did you contribute as well?
Yeah, we contributed 14,000. We are only three persons functioning
in Benin. You contributed 14,000, more than some people in Europe. Man, they are crying. Please go ahead.
Anyway, I am calling for the first time. My younger brother is the coordinator here, Bin Chinedu.
Yes.
I'm held from Achara in a house in the government of Ebony State.
Yes, go ahead.
And what guys are saying there, some of my brothers over there, the money what actually arose prompted me to call right in Nigeria. What guys are saying, they are just getting annoyed. Director, we are waiting for you to come down home. After the atonement, we all hopefully want to see you at home so that when you did what you have done over there, here in Biafra land, here in the zoo, people are very eager, but because of the fear that the Nigerian government has created in them, killing anybody who mentioned or actually come about with Biafra have injected fears in the heart of many, and they do not even want to come out. Even I know how many times people have threatened me whenever I go out, disseminating information with our flyers, our hand bills, trying to gather people around to believe in what, to believe in the struggle. I strongly believe those people there, many of them are doing nothing over there, but they are only there shouting, yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man. They don't even know what they're doing. If they actually understand what struggle is all about or what freedom is all about, I think they should have come back to their senses and do something relevant for the struggle. My suggestion this evening, or my contribution is that you should just bear with them. They are we are your children, we are your fellow ones, and I strongly believe that whenever you come down, there's going to be a greater force that will come around you in terms of financial support. Many are only living in fear around here. We are hopefully waiting that you come down, Director, and
I'm coming.
We hopefully we have
I'm coming, my dear brother. You have done us proud.
I am, before I drop phone, Director, I am the very young man during the monument. I am a student of University of Benin, and during the time of monument, I was the guy who paid 100,000
yes.
Naira.
Oh, you are the student that paid 100,000 Naira when some people working in Europe, going on holidays, building houses in the village, couldn't do anything. And now, I don't know how to acknowledge what, because I cannot thank you. You're doing something for your country, so I can't thank you. I don't know how to acknowledge and how to present what you have done for your country to other people to emulate from. You are a student. You contributed 14,000 a month for 2 months running in order to support your country and what your country is doing. There are some people working in Europe with big flashy cars, people living in mansions, people in comfortable jobs. And they are crying because they gave $20. My dear brother, thank you very much. Continue your work and Chukwu Abiam shall replenish you in time. Because of people like you, that's why we do what we do. Because of people like you, those that for them, as our sister Brother Chukwu Abiam will say, that the hopes and aspirations of millions of people lie on what the Biafra is the hope of millions. Therefore, we can't fail. That's why we do what we do. I won't be bothered.
Director, for a minute, let me try and educate my brothers who are those coordinators, because my younger brother here, being the coordinator here in Edo State, I think I try to guide them on things we should be doing. We have printed receipts, we printed 10 copies. Each one receipt contains 100 pieces. Then you have bought a confirmed register. So any member that you get, or you actually initiate to believe in what you are doing, you take the person's name, you take the person's name, and the person will start paying dues. At the end of the month, whatever that comes up, I think I talked with Rita last time. I hopefully believe that with time, we can increase our payment. When the member increases, we increase our payment to them. So, Director, I so much commend you for your work. You are a very great man, and we believe in you. I will know Biafra is coming.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I asked them before. We have people in Valencia who are struggling. They say I should rescind what I said. I should forgive. I should forget. And I asked them, how do we run Radio Biafra? We have people in Bilbao. They say forgive, forget. In Malaga, the same thing. But the likes of Ifeanyi Ichukwu, Nonso Ejirika, and a few other people are in Barcelona. There was a time that Nonso and our people there were struggling. Nonso will go out to register. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to be attending meetings. He will see you on the road and he will say, come, this is Biafra Register. Put your name here. Give us €5 every month. From that same thing, that is how we got an embassy in Barcelona. Do you think the embassy fell from heaven? People worked hard for it. the type of Biafrans in Barcelona, are they not the ones in Malaga? Are they not the ones in Valencia? Are they not the ones in Madrid? Are they not the ones in Bilbao? Are they different? The same Biafran people? It is the approach and the style of the coordinator that determines the outcome. Because when you keep calling people for meeting, keep using your money to make monthly contribution towards the running of Radio Biafra, after a while, they will say, okay, this is what my coordinator is doing, let me go and join him. And they will bring theirs as well. Common sense. So, do you think people will be supporting us? If not, that myself, Barrister Mamezi Uche Mefo, that we committed all that we had into the running of Radio Biafra, will a former have come out to support us? Will our sister Nenaya have come out to support us? Will our women, all the rest of them, Nkechi, Schuster, all the rest of them, Nkechi, Florence, all our women in Ngozi Madu, would they have come out to come and support us? Our sister, Ebi, from Israel. Do you think these women will come out in the Njiriba cause of this world? All of them, do you think they would have come out to support what we are doing if we had not started from our own pockets? Do you think they will come out? Do you think that you will be able to be privileged, that's how I put it, to hear the voice of Professor Innocent Odenigbo, if not for what we did? People must go and be doing something. If people can hear on the air that the coordinator from Bilbao, if he calls on air and says to us, please, director, I don't have any money from my own pocket. Me and my wife, we gave 10 euros from my own pocket. That will inspire other people in Bilbao to support, isn't it? Common sense. Very, very simple. Our people will need to understand that. That is what we are saying. That is leadership. Leadership is not the type you have in the zoo. Let us go to the line again, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Ebu Director.
Thank you very much.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you very well.
This please is Chidebere from France.
Yes, please, go ahead. Go ahead, Chidebere from France, go ahead.
Yeah, God bless you, sir. And I thank God for the noble work you are doing for your people.
Thank you very much.
That the Lord most. The Lord Most High will uphold you with his righteous right hand, and the air will protect you.
He said,
by his Christ Jesus' name.
He said.
You are director because we as human beings, I think we have our principles. As you are, you have things that you can take and you have things you cannot take. That, right?
Of course, no.
Yeah, and the same thing applies to the Most High God. He has his ways, and his ways cannot be deviated, and they cannot be trampled. As you normally quote, and I stand on that word in the book of Exodus 20:1-5.
That is the word of God.
You always comment on that very verse.
It is the word of God, direct from him, not a prophet or Nehemiah. This is the word of God in heaven.
Yeah, nobody can change it.
Nobody can.
So, even in the book of Jeremiah 7:18, the Lord, you know, the Lord knows what will happen from the beginning. The Bible says even that he declared the end from the beginning. You see, because the Bible says, stated again, say 1,000 years is a day in the eyes of the Lord. What am I saying? Because when you go to the book of Jeremiah 7:18, the Lord was warning the Israelites, he was warning our ancestors, our forefathers, to warn them concerning a particular spirit called Queen of Heaven. The Bible mentioned it, Queen of Heaven, you see. And this Queen of Heaven is what today being used, and even some people they call it in their prayer, in Catholic Church they call it Queen of Heaven, but because they are being under the influence of the spirit of religion. You see, they call the Lord without knowing. And the Lord wonders so much concerning this. So we did not even in the book of that Exodus, we should not even partake in anything, whether calf image or in any formation, that those that will worship him should worship him in spirit and in truth. So I come to our atonement that is coming forth on the 3rd and the 4th. You see, because I remember in the time of Aaron, when the two sons of Aaron gave to the Lord a profound sacrifice, the anger of God proceeded from the throne with fire, and they were consumed. And that is an indication that the Lord rejected this offering. He rejected what they offered to him because he was not clean. What am I trying to say, Fellow Director? You have taken your stand, but as a leader, even in the time of Joshua, Achan, when they went to battle, he took something that is profound. And because of that, the Spirit of God departed from the children of Israel. And when they went to battle, they were defeated. Until Joshua kneeled down and asked God, he made an inquiry prayer, where is the problem? And the Lord said, there is something profound in your camp, and because of that, I will not deal with you. You see, God is a jealous God. Why am I saying this? Because the other day I heard a person, I'm not against anybody, but I'm against anything that is not of God, no matter who it may be consigned to. Somebody said that they are good, they have already arranged. I don't care about the church, I don't care. What I care is what God says and what the Bible says, that they are going to a church. And that church is an idol church, I must say, because all the images, all the effigies, all whatever that is in the place, it's what we ourselves, because in every village there is idol, religious idol everywhere, in many families. We must define the God we are sacrificing to. We must define the God that we are giving this atonement to. He cannot take anything. He has his own way. He has his own standard, and it shall not be trampled upon. So we must define our own way. We must define what we are turning for. Because as Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins, we should be very, very careful. As you, leader, you have said, that you, for you and you worship the Most High God. But your word as a leader, it has power. And God is expecting you as a leader to tell your people what that thing that you believe is what the Lord wants us to do. This is how we are going to do it. So that when we have what we Bible called one accord. You see? One accord is very, very important. He said, can two work together if they agree? And the Lord said, if two people agree, anything in my name, I will be there. So I am emphasizing in the prayer of accord. In this atonement, is very, very important for our people. Where we go for this atonement, any place we enter, is very, very important so that we will not make a mistake. We will not go where God
Give us your opinion. What are you saying? You have made a lot of arguments and points. I want you to sharpen it. Tell us exactly where you're going to. What
we cannot enter into a Catholic church for this atonement. It's clear. It's clear. The Lord says in the book of 2 Corinthians 6:18-19. It's from 6:16-18, it says, separate yourself so that I will be your Lord. He called to separate ourselves. The Lord has not rejected idol, and we are going to inside the house of idol to offer him an atonement. It cannot be.
No,
heaven will not be happy.
Yeah, I have made this very clear before, and I'll repeat. Because people are sometimes judged according to their conscience of understanding of the word of God. Conscience is key. What do you know at any material point in time, and how can you relate that to the knowledge of God? Sometimes when we preach on this very radio station about the backwardness of a black mind, that is exactly what we are talking about. What we are saying is that people must be able to detach themselves. I've given the directive that you're asking me to give. That come the 3rd and the 4th, when you finish praying, you say in the name of Chukwu Abiam. I've said that before. You say in the name of God. You say in the name of God you have prayed. Our atonement is to Chukwu Abiama, not through anybody. I have made that very clear before. Very, very clear. And that is what where I stand on morning, afternoon, and night. Anybody, what I cannot do as a person is to tell people how to relate to God, because I am a Biafran. And where I come from, I grew up in the village. Onye na Chia. What we can do, as you've asked me to, is to give a general guidance and directive. How people wish to interpret, I did not create anybody. How you wish to interpret your relationship with the Almighty God is your business. But what we are saying is, on that day, you focus on Chukwa, you focus on God. You can call him Chukwa Abiyama, you can call him Chineke Nankeno Nigwe, you can call him Obasibi Nigwe, you know, you can call him Ekekere Ligwe Nowa. Any name, he has many names, he's Yahweh, he's Jehovah, he is Nisi, he is Elohim. Any name you want to call him, you can call him. It's between you and him. I didn't create anybody.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? But one thing is certain.
Yes, director.
That very day, we focus all our energies, I have said this thing before and I'll say it again. Please, my dear brother, I want you to pay me a little bit of attention and also everybody else listening. The mess we are in now in the zoo, we have been in a greater mess before. Hausa people have actually sent an army to come and kill us before, to convert us to Islam. Chukwu Abiyama said, "These are my children. I will give the world another example which I've been waiting for this time to give to them." If you go and look at Ethiopia, Ethiopia is a landlocked country full of Muslims all around them. But inside them are the children of God. Chukwu Abiyama never allowed Islam to taint Ethiopia. Of course, the king allowed them to come and settle there for a while, and now they are trying to contest for the prime ministership, and they've told them, "You're a visitor. You cannot contest." They told them that clearly. Now, what I want to make clear to people is that Chukwu Abiyama always protects his own. Any day you remove that shield of God's protection and you begin to do things that Europeans are doing because they have sweet and chewing gum, you will be lost. And I have repeated this thing over and over and over and over again. The time that we believed in Chukwu Abiyama, he actually defeated Hausa Fulani people without us going to war. He has done it before. So we are not asking for something that has never been done before. What we are trying to do is to say, if you know the same condition we were in before, when Islam was coming and they perished at the plains of Benue, the present-day Idoma land, please, we want those conditions to prevail. And if you look at that time that the armies of Islam came and they were defeated, my dear brother, there were no Anglican church or Catholic church. But Chukwu Abiyama said, "No, we will not be Islam. We cannot be Islamized." People must understand that. That Chukwu Abiyama has fought a battle for us before and we won that very battle. We want him to come again. That is why you will pray in his name. People, the damage that has been done to our people, my dear brother, you know, we cannot undo a damage that has been done for over 100 years. In a matter of 6 months. We can't undo it now. It's too entrenched. And moreover, you're dealing with people that sometimes struggle to reason properly. You know, these are black people. And they don't reason properly.
There's something I want you to understand, Ebu Director. You know, as a Muslim man is willing to die for his Allah, do you know that a person from college, I'm telling you because I was once a college, can be sent Mary and even fight against you when you mention Mary, but it cannot defend God, because that is the same spirit that is at work.
Yes.
I know what I'm saying.
Yes, I know, because you need to. Hang on, let me explain something to you.
They cannot defend God.
Let me explain something to you.
That is the spirit of religion. It's
yes.
Powerful.
No.
It's delivered from the spirit of religion.
No, listen.
People are willing to die for religion, but they are not willing to die for God.
I know. What you're saying is correct. I am not disputing that. But one thing you must do is that there is a way you enlighten, there is a way you educate, there is a way you inform people. The reason why we are all Christians today is because when Lugard came, we had no choice. They killed our people. The British were ruling us. They built schools and they built churches. And moreover, by then, our culture was very, very bad anyway. Our traditional ways of doing things, oh my God, was horrible. We were evil. we personified evil. Therefore, Christianity provided an outlet, provided a way out for our people from the daily carnage they were witnessing. That is why they succeeded. But what we are trying to inform our people is that before that period came, that white man came, there was a period in our lives when we can see, when men were holy and righteous. That's what we are saying. And if we can return to that, that will be marvelous. People are free to pray wherever they wish to pray. Very, very important. But one thing I say to you is that you will not. Please, if you can, bow before any image or any idol. Bikon, I am begging you in the name of Chukwu Abiama. You will not bow before any image or any idol. No paper, no picture, no idol. Reflect upon the majesty, the magnificence, and the glory of God in heaven. Ask Chukwu Abiama to come down to bring his mercy and his grace upon the lives of our people, the same way he protected us before, that we ask him to come again, that he should give us Biafra. When this Biafra comes, that we will offer Biafra as sacrifice unto his holy name. That's what he wants to hear. I know, because that is what I pray, and it works. That is what he wants to hear. Once he hears that, as our brother said, in unison, everybody saying the same thing. There is no way that Biafra will not come. Because that day will number in our hundreds of thousands as usual. Please, I beg you, pray in the... If you don't know who Chukwu Abiama is, please go and ask your mom or your dad. Chukwu Abiama is the name for God. That is what we call God. It's a version of it. If you're from Ibibio, it is called Abasimbong. It is different. Depending on what you call God in your local language, you can say Chineke Nanke Binigwe. You can say Ekekeleligwenowa. Any name you like, you call him, he has different names. You eulogize his name, you praise him, you magnify his holiness. That's what we're asking you to do. Please, I beg you, for that day. Any other day, you can pray in the name of anything you want. You can pray in the name of Olumbo Olumbobu if you want. But for our atonement, pray in the name of God in heaven if you speak English. Pray in the name of Jehovah if you're a Jehovah Witness person. Pray in the name of Yahweh if you practice Judaism. Pray in the name of Elohim if you want to go the extra mile to praise him. If you are from the Igbo-speaking part of Biafra, you pray for Chukwu Abiama. If you are from Ibibio, you ask for Abasimbong. It depends on where you come from. Pray and call his name in your tongue and in your dialect. That is all. It's very simple. Can't you see it? Then you see what will happen. You will know that there is power. You will then know that Biafra is a spirit. Before, you don't know. We now want to show you. Because I will come on the air. When things begin to happen, I'll be coming on air and telling you it's because of the atonement we did on the 3rd and on the 4th. I will tell you clearly. I will tell you that you may know that Chukwu Abiama is God. Please, I beg you. I don't mind. You can pray to in the name of anything you wish to pray to. Any other day of your lives. But have you seen the 3rd and on the 4th? We are calling on the Father in heaven, the creator of the heavens and the earth. The same God that sent Yeshua to earth. The Father. When he said, our Father who art in heaven, that Father is what we want to call on that day as well. And then you will see what will happen. You will see that you know we are not joking. That Biafra is ordained in heaven. That man can't stop it. That our Moses, the Moses of our time, who is Ojukwu, when Ojukwu came, Ojukwu said that no force created by man can stop Biafra. And he was right. Are we not here today discussing Biafra? Even children who were not born then. Because Biafra is a thing of the spirit. I thank each and every one of you for calling in this evening. We are not having a religious debate. Very, very important. We are having a debate about God and how to worship him. That is all. And we are asking you to understand that a people answering Umuchukwu, the children of God, before Christianity came, a people answering Umuobase, the children of the Most High God, before Christianity came, a people answering Umuanigwe, the children of the Kingdom of Heaven, this is before the advent of Lugard and the Western ways of worshipping God. There's nothing wrong with Christianity. It's a very fine religion. There's nothing wrong with it. But it works for Europeans, you see. It's for them. That is their own way. That is why they are different. They speak differently. Their skin color is different. They eat things that we don't eat. They are uncircumcised. It is different to them. We are circumcised and we are different from them. The way we do things is slightly different. We worship God direct. Direct. We ask you to do the same on the third and on the fourth. I said that I will die on Exodus chapter 20 if need be. I will go and I will say to Chukwu Abiyama, this is your word. You said this, that I should not worship any other thing apart from you. That is what you said with your own mouth, not man. Because you are not man, I will follow you. You are God. You are the greatest of... You are not just great, you are greatness itself. You are creation. Without you, there is nothing. You opened your mouth and you gave an order. You said, nobody should worship anything apart from me. These are your own words. That is what you said. Upon those words will I live. Upon them will I die. Because that is the word of God. And God is Chukwu Abiyama. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for having listened to us today. We are reconvening 7 a.m. in the morning. Wherever you are, we ask you not to lose hope, not to lose faith. Remain very, very strong. Believe in whatever thing you want to believe in. There is nothing wrong with it. But one thing is for sure, come the third and the fourth, you will pray. And you conclude your prayer by saying, in Chukwu Abiyama's name we have prayed. That is all. Leave the rest to us. Do this thing for us. Only one day won't kill you. Only one day pray to Chukwu Abiyama. You will then see the might and the power of heaven descend upon this very earth. Only 30th of May. So also we remember those that died. And the path is clear. Before we are now getting to our atonement, Owasuike has fallen. The last obstacle on the road. Everybody knows him now as a joker. As a pathetic liar and a thief and a criminal. He has fallen by the wayside. Because even when Lucifer left heaven, he took some angels with him to the kingdom of darkness. And he has taken some souls with him. And they will perish with him. This is Radio Biafra. You have listened to us today. And this Biafra we've talked about will always remain our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. Ekekirilugwenowa is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. Keep all the people from Umuobase, from Umuanigwe, from Umuezala. All of you that are directly descended from the bowels of heaven. Before you can be somebody's child, that person must give birth to you. So if your village is Umuchukwu, please now check it. Umu means children of. And you are Umuchukwu. What does it tell you? Hi. You don't know who you are. That is what pains me. That is why I castigate Igbo people. We don't know who we are. But may Chukwu Abiyama have mercy upon your souls. I will pray. In his name. You will join us again tomorrow morning. Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra more than anything else. From me here, it is simply good evening.
comfort.